6th annual Satoma 8-man All-Star Game at Hastings College. High school football on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
They pitch it back to Glenn. Glenn back up the middle. Thompson to the outside. Half the seam. He's at the 30. He's at the 20. He's at the 10. He outruns everybody for the touchdown. A 47-yard run for Glenn.
48 of the best senior A-man football players in Nebraska meet again today in this annual classic. The East leads the all-time series 19-16, but the West have won 5 in a row. Will the winning streak continue? All the exciting action is coming up next, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Lloyd Wilson Field in Hastings with sports director Mike Wool and Jimmy Purcell. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field, here this afternoon. Today, we've got the 36th annual Satoma 8-man All-Star Football Classic on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR as the East gets ready to take on the West here this afternoon. Of course, a ball game where all the proceeds go to the Speech and Hearing Foundation of Nebraska for the Satomans. So for the 36th time, the East will score off against the West this afternoon. It's been a very competitive series over the years, with the East leading the overall series 19-16. However, the West has won the last 5 games in a row. And since the East last won this ball game back in 2007, the West has really dominated this series as they have outscored the East 162-62. So we've got both coaches standing by here as we sneak up to game time here this afternoon. Troy Kleffner is the head coach for the Western All-Stars. He's out of Spalding Academy. And Gerald Humlichak out of Shelby Rising City is the head coach of the Eastern All-Stars. Had a chance to talk with them earlier in the week, and we will continue on our pregame show and hear from the coaches right after this.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits ahead of the 36th annual Satoma 8-man All-Star football game. We caught up with the head coaches earlier this week on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show, and here's our chat with West head coach Troy Kleffner of Spalding Academy.
You guys have been banged up a little bit and have had a couple of roster changes. Let's start there with how that's changed the makeup of your team.
Well, yeah, it was kind of a surprise. We got here on Sunday, and we spent probably 3 or 4 hours going over who we were going to select to come in here, and we called several kids. And
you guys have been banged up a little bit and have had a couple of roster changes. Let's start there with how that's changed the makeup of your team.
Well, yeah, it was kind of a surprise. We got here on Sunday, and we spent probably 3 or 4 hours going over who we were going to select to come in here, and we called several kids. And we had to play the waiting game. Some kids had to go talk to their bosses, see if they could come. We finally did get a select two kids that decided to come and play. It did change some of our offensive and defensive philosophy. When we had our selection meeting, we kind of selected our kids for more like a speed. We're kind of a misdirection speed offense, and so it did change what we had to do.
So we've got the Anderson boys are out. We bring in Brady Lewandowski out of Loop City, and also a Cannon Janicek out of Alma. So talk about the guys that you're bringing in here for the West roster.
Oh, the two kids that got in here are excellent people, excellent athletes. I don't think we really dropped off too much with the two that we brought in here. So after we got to see what they could do, we are going to stay with our game plan.
Talking with Troy Kleffner. He is the West head coach for the 2013 Satoma 8-man All-Star game. Let's talk about your boy, Frank Hartley. It's always nice to have a kid. When you're coaching any All-Star game, it's always nice to have one or two that you can kind of bounce some things off of or have some familiarity with.
Yeah, and it's an honor. I want to say this. It's an honor to coach Frank for the last time. Frank's going to go on and play football at Doan. Frank's just a tough kid. It's going to be it's been good to have Frank in practice because Frank kind of knows how we run our practices, and he's kind of helped some of the kids along a little bit, but it didn't take long. I mean, these kids just pick up stuff like you can't believe.
Are you going to be running your stuff on the offense? Is that what the plan is?
Yeah, we are going to run a lot of misdirection. We're going to air it out, throw the ball. We're going to use our speed. Obviously, the East is quite a bit bigger than we are, but we hope with our speed we can make up for that.
Is that one of those things you'll find out early, first quarter, you'll kind of know?
Obviously, yeah, we'll know.
And if you have to make adjustments, what happens?
We have some packages in for that, yes. We went to a strong formation. We've got a nice spread offense in, so we'll just kind of see how the cards play.
Are you saying that just because the East coaching staff is sitting here watching this interview?
That has nothing to do with it.
Let's continue on here with Troy Kleffner, Spalding Academy. You've got some quarterbacks, a couple of the kids that I've seen. Of course, Tyler Schnitzler from Kennesaw, and then the Schindler kid, who for Carly Wells has played in the big time in a couple of championships. What are you going to do with your quarterbacks?
We're going to do a two-quarterback rotation. Both quarterbacks are very similar. They both can run real well. Tyler's maybe a little bit more of the complete package. But Schindler's not too far behind him, so they complement each other very, very well. So they're going to fit into our system just fine.
So Tyler Schnitzler, the quarterback from Kennesaw, will get some reps coming up on Saturday for some of the local boys. Talk about some of the other guys that are shining in camp so far.
Oh, we have Ryan Clyer from Giltner, who is just a complete stallion. I mean, this kid reads well on defense, flows to the ball well. We don't have anybody like that. I've never coached anybody that good, but the kid just, he smells leather. He just knows where the ball's at. Ryan Mosier from Twin Loop, a complete offensive lineman, very smart, headsy ball player. Josh Benton, another offensive lineman, just another complete heads-up football player. You know, all these kids are good. I mean, I can't single out any one player that's, you know, stands out amongst the rest of them.
Are you guys going to play this set of kids on defense, this set of kids on offense, or how are you going to work that out?
Yep, that's our plan. We set it up. We got 12 on offense, 12 on defense. There will be some that probably go both ways, but in a perfect world, we hope that we can just play 12 and 12.
We were talking with Coach Humlicek about things maybe you learned when you were an assistant coach, and we talked that special teams and turnovers can be big in this game because maybe that's something that these guys aren't used to necessarily playing in their high school days. How has that went when you've had time to work on
it? It's gone fine. These kids, you just got to tell them once, and it might not be the way they did it in high school, but you just tell them one time, they pick it up, and we go. You know, we haven't spent a lot of time on our individual periods because you just tell them once, and they know it, so we spend a lot of time on team and special teams, and you know, they're just heads-up players.
Is that a concern that you don't have a lot of time to spend and really kind of blend this team ready for game action on Saturday?
It's not really a concern because the time that we spend has been very quality time. So, no, we're not concerned about it.
Any of these kids that you coached against that you're glad they're on your team this week?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. There's a Luke Glenn from Shelton that we played in the second round of the playoffs, and that kid is pretty special. He's a hell of a running back.
He was able to get in the end zone a few times this year.
Yeah, he was.
Well, Troy, we made a little fun there with Coach Humlicek. It's not all football. You guys are able to have some fun outside of football and have some fun with the kids. What's the week been like there?
Oh, it's been an exciting week. There's been a lot of things that have gone on here that's going to have to stay here.
That's part of this eight-man camp, though. We're not only talking about the coaches. They have a good time here. But the players, this is a kind of a unique situation. You guys actually housed together here at CCC, much different than, like, the Shrine Bowl, where we're at two different places.
Oh, yeah, this is a great place to bond, meet a lot of new people. Both teams, the players have bonded together. They mesh well. There's going to be a lot of friendships that are developed here that are going to carry over for a long time in their life.
And that's the West head coach, Troy Kleffner of Spalding Academy, joining us here on the New Tank Seed pregame show. Those interviews heard earlier this week on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show. We're getting close to kickoff, and we'll be back to Lloyd Wilson Field in Hastings for the 36th annual Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Game after this on Classic Hits.
A few years ago, we decided as a company to drop the big franchise name so that we could invest the franchise dollars locally in the good things Kearney has to offer. And in that, I mean the people and what we do for each other. This is Tim Norwood with NP Realty.
NP Realty wants to welcome the Shrine Bowl to their new home in Kearney and say congratulations to all the All-Stars playing in today's game.
NP Realty, developing dreams.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Earlier this week, we had a chance to catch up with both the head coaches on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show. And here's our conversation with East head coach Gerald Humlechek of Shelby Rising City. Mike, time to find out a little something about the East and West All-Star team.
Got 48 All-Stars right now. It's a Central Community College. They've been going through practice all week long. They just got through with practice today. East practicing a little longer today. They said that's news today, so maybe they're working on something today.
Well, let's find out. Maybe you can get a little bit more news. Shelby Rising City's Gerald Humlechek is the head coach for the East All-Stars. And Coach, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. What was going on out there today?
Well, actually, I screwed up the practice schedule, and I was looking at it, and I said, what's going on here? We were like 10 minutes ahead, 10 minutes behind time, and then I looked at my practice schedule, and I had some time screwed up. So we actually worked it out. We came in about at 2 hours like we had planned. But.
Well, at this point of the week, usually you kind of got everything in, and you're trying to fine-tune things. Is that the case with where you're at right
now? Yes, that's the case today. This morning we just kind of went over a couple of different sets that we hadn't worked on a lot yet. Just kind of ran them against air, and then we just went ahead and did our normal teamwork and stuff.
You've got four different quarterbacks in camp. How do you blend the offense? What are we going to see out of this team come Saturday?
Well, they all have different skill sets, but they're similar in one way, that they're all very good runners, I think. You can run a bootleg. You can run an option with just about any one of them, and those are things I like to do. So, I'm sure you'll see some of that on Saturday.
Yeah, explain to the folks from the listening area what Shelby Rising City likes to do and what you brought in to camp offensively and defensively.
Well, we like to run a power game. That's kind of the way we selected the team. If you look, we picked some bigger kids, seven or eight different linemen, just so we could have enough depth there. And just big, strong backs. The other thing I was looking for was big ends. And I just like size. Size conquers all in my book. And I know speed kills, but it's to me it's hard to beat good size and strength.
Hey, you talk about size. Look at the big bruisers they've got here at the bottom of the roster, Coach. 290, 275, 258. You've got some big guys up front this year.
Yeah, I got hit by one of them yesterday. it didn't feel good. I got kind of run over. The play got back way too close to me, and I couldn't get the whistle in my mouth fast enough, and so I got the wind knocked out of me.
But you're good. You bounced back.
I think I'm all right now. I took some medicine last night, so I'm good.
Gerald Humlechek of Shelby Rising City. One of those big boys is Nate Budgett. He's getting a lot of the press, and rightfully so. Nebraska Athlete of the Year by both the Lincoln and Omaha papers over the weekend. Seems to be a fairly humble kid, used to winning. What's it like working with a guy like that?
Well, it's just nice. I mean, I think the first morning we were out there, we were just running through some things, and I just told the other coaches, I said, man, this is fun. And I've been thanking the officers for selecting me to be one of the coaches, but in particular, Nate, it's just like you said, he's a real humble kid, but he does things well. He does what you want him to do.
How will you use him on both sides of the ball come Saturday?
Well, yeah, at some point. We're right now planning to play him a little more on defense, probably, but if you need a yard and you got a quarterback who can run, that's a pretty good way to make a yard, is to put him in guard and behind him.
Let's take a look. Mike brought up the quarterbacks a little bit. Tanner Fate of High Plains is one of those all-staters. Tell me what he has and what is there differences between these guys and what they can do?
Yeah, well Tanner's very quick. I mean, just from here to there, his feet are so fast. Can just make people miss, an option. He just darts. It's just like a little water bug, and it's interesting to watch him run, because I just don't have a kid quite like that back in Shelby right now.
Take a look at some of those other kids. What do they bring into the dimension as far as the quarterback position?
Well, Marcus Clausen from Wausau, he throws the ball very nice. He has a nice touch. He, you know, can read the coverage as well. Nick Miller, another very fast runner. In fact, kind of came up with a little play today. He said, hey, we run this, you know, and I said, well, let's try that. Of course, it went for about 50 yards, you know. and then Lane Scheidel from Falls City Sacred Heart, he's very excellent option quarterback, excellent at reading things.
You talked about trying to blend things and trying to play here and there. Is that the case here in this coaching staff and on this team? Have we blended a couple of different philosophies on this team this year?
Well, I think so. I mean, you know, pretty much we're doing the things that we do offensively. We're at Shelby, but I think all the coaches have, you know, some similar philosophies anyway. I know Coach Conroy at Pender ran, you know, he's a lot of power type stuff, and he's helping me with the offense. And then Coach Troxel, you know, he's a little more balanced on offense as far as things. But I remember we played him in the playoffs a couple years ago, and he had a heck of a running team too.
We've talked a lot of offense. What about on the other side of the ball? Is that the same story, a blend of a couple of defenses? Or?
Yeah, that's a little bit different because we're used to running more of a 3-3 look at Shelby, and we're, you know, here we have so many athletes, you know, we're just running basically a 3-4. You know, we got a lot of kids who can do a lot of things.
Gerald Omlicek for just another minute here. He's the East head coach joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show from Shelby Rising City. What do you see from the West? You built your team for power. What do you see that the West has?
Well, they have some speed, but honestly, I can't tell you a lot because, you know, I'm not over there watching their practices.
Who you sent it over there?
Yeah, well, you got some spies, certainly, don't you?
Well, of course, but I can't tell you that. You know? I could tell you, but I'd have to kill you. and I really would like to coach in that game. So.
Well, Coach, one more question for me anyway. Just like most All-Star games, you had to be an assistant before you were a head coach. What'd you take out of that back in 2006 that kind of got your mind ready for 2013?
Well, the biggest thing I took out of it was just like the organization, you know. And, you know, at home, you know, you plan every minute, we're going to do this and this and this. And here you don't have to do that quite so much. You can just say, okay, we're going to do this, and it's done. You know, or you make a correction, and it's done. Things go a lot quicker here, and so we're spending more time on team stuff probably than anything, just to get everybody on the same page with the vocabulary and everything.
That's the head coach of the East All-Stars, Gerald Omlicek of Shelby Rising City, and we'll be back and talk with the West head coach, Troy Kleffner of Spalding Academy, right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
And again, welcome back to the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field here this afternoon. Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, as we've got the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football Classic today on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. The opening kickoff is booted into the end zone, so we're already underway here for the 36th annual Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football game today. It's the West against the East, and we've got we're going to get the colors down here. The East has got the ball, Jimmy. We've got the East in yellow here this afternoon. The West is in the green uniforms as we get ready to go first down. And 10 yards to go. The football game is underway as they're just going to go right straight ahead with a running play there. Pickup of about 2 yards on the play as they come over here to the right side hash mark. A pickup of 2 yards on the play. Tyler Dahlgren is in on the stop. We didn't give you the starting lineups because naturally, Jimmy, in an All-Star game, we're going to see a lot of players shuffled in and out. They'll be playing on both sides of the ball here today.
Well, already we've seen a lot of guys on both sides getting shuffled into the ball game. So, yeah, it's useless to put a starting lineup together. But starting quarterback for the East All-Stars is actually, we'll get that for you here in a minute. That's Lane Scheidel from Falls City Sacred Heart. I see hands off, just a blast off the left side of the offensive line, and a good tackle there defensively by the West squad. But again, the players getting shuffled in and out. A lot of outstanding players here, Mike, from all across the state, from your small schools. Again, this is an 8-man all-star game, 48 of the best. And the coaches here are also from different schools, and they've had a fun time here this week in Hastings.
They've been here for most of the week. I think that they came in last Sunday. They've been practicing at a Central Community College in Hastings and now playing here at the Osborne Sports Complex at Hastings College. They're up under center. It's third down and 11. Now they fumble the snap. They pick it up. They floor it out to the left side. The ball's going to be caught out there, but a lot of green shirts out there. The pass went to Austin Ruskamp out there. He's the back out of Freeman High School. And the tackle is made in there by Ryan Clyer. He's the product out of Giltner. So nothing there on the opening possession as they go in reverse here, Jimmy. And it's fourth down and about 12 yards to go as they are pushed back to the 18-yard line. So nothing going there for the Eastern All-Stars. Again, the West has won the last five games here in the series, and it has not been close the last five games as they've outscored the East 162-62. They're going to be in punt formation, and now these special teams always kind of scary during an All-Star game. Here's the punt. It's going to bounce here at the 45-yard line, and it's going to be down right there, downfield, downing the football as John Weezer. He's the 5'11", 195-pounder out of Humphrey St. Francis. So great field position, Jimmy, for the West as they take over here. First down and 10 at the East 44-yard line.
And we're going to get a chance to see Tyler Schnitzler, the product out of Kennesaw, an outstanding athlete over there. Also played for his dad, going to UNK on a football scholarship. Was able to put together an 8-2 season for the Blue Devils over there. He will be up under center to take the snap. The ball placed at the 44-yard line.
All right, he's got the backs in an I formation as they hand the ball away, picking and dancing his way for a couple of yards is Luke Glenn. He is the running back out of Shelton. 5'10", 180-pounders. He moves the ball from about the 44-yard line down to the 40. We'll give him 4 yards in a play. Brady Brewster is in on the stop. Brewster is out of Howell's Dodge in a very successful program at Howell's Dodge. The ball is right square in the middle of the field here between the two hash marks. For a second down and about 6 yards to go. The West has got the ball down here at the East 40-yard line. Remember, there's eight guys out there, so three less than we normally see, but they're in a tight formation. Here's Schnitzler. He's going to run the option play, and he's going to be decked. He is going to be decked. In fact, a yard or so loss. That's Colton Tompka into the stop there. He's out of a Clarkson Lee. A loss of 2 yards in the play. It's third down now and about 8 yards to go. So neither team having much success so far. The West, they got the ball now. The East didn't do anything. They lost 2 yards in their opening possession. And now the West is looking at a third down situation here. Third down at about 7 yards to go. Just underway here in the 36th annual Stratoma 8-Man All-Star football game today. 8-12 remaining here in the first quarter.
A lot of meat up front there for that East squad. The big guy right in the middle, Nathan Bozita from Howell's Dodge, an outstanding product, an Iowa Hawkeye signee.
Here's a Schnitzler, drops back to throw, throws it to this near side, tipped, and it's almost intercepted. Getting his hands on it there was number 39, Luke Christensen. Christian, of course, out of Bruning, Davenport, Shickley. So the West throwing the ball a little bit, at least one time there in that position, as a Schnitzler throws it at the near sideline. It's almost intercepted. That's going to bring up a fourth down situation. Now fourth down and 7 yards to go. And now the West is going to have to punt the football away on their opening possession. So standing back at his own 47-yard line, that's going to be Schnitzler, and he goes straight in the air. Not a very good kick. High in the air. It's going to bounce, though. It's going to take a good bounce across the 25 to the 20, down to the 15-yard line, down inside to 10, and it's down at about the 8-yard line. So it didn't look much, Jimmy. It went straight up in the air, but it got to bounce on the artificial turf here at Hastings College, and it downs down inside the 10-yard line. They're going to put it right down at the 10, so it's first down and 10 for the Eastern All-Stars.
You got it right. A lot of pressure coming in there from the right side of the line. Brady Brester coming in, putting a lot of pressure on Schnitzler. He just barely got that punt away, but again, it hits the turf, takes a favorable bounce all the way down to the 10-yard line, where the East will have a first and 10.
Now here's Tanner Fate in there now at quarterback as he hands the ball straight ahead, and not much doing there. Boy, nothing but green shirts again. Look, 1, 2, 3, 4 of them right there. And running the football there for the Eastern All-Stars was Jack Bailey. He's out of McCool Junction. Ryan Clyer is in on the stop there for the Giltner All-Stars. Not the Giltner All-Stars, but for the Western All-Stars from Giltner. They were All-Stars up there at Giltner, no doubt about it.
Well, they are. They had an outstanding sports program up there this season between basketball, getting to the winning the state championship, and then also with football, and just a good program up there in Giltner.
All right, Tanner Fate, the future Hastings College Bronco in there at quarterback now. Play action pass, throws it near his side. That's way over the head of his intended receiver out here at the 20-yard line. The intended receiver out here was Cole Arnett. Arnett out of Hampton. And Tyler Dahlgren was back there in coverage for the Western All-Stars. So there's a future Bronco up there. Jimmy, Tanner Fate in there at quarterback now, 170-pounder from High Plains Community. The East has got four different quarterbacks on the roster, and we expect to see all four sometime during the day today In fact, head coach Gerald Humlechak during the week said, don't be surprised you see two of them at the same time in there. So could be some trickery out there out of the Eastern All-Stars. They expect to use their power game today. They expect to run the ball a whole lot. Fate now pitches the ball back. It's a sweep to the left side. Nothing there again, but green shirts down for a loss of a couple of yards. Unable to get outside. Out there for the Eastern All-Stars was Jack Bailey again, the running back at a McCool Junction. Very impressed so far with the Western defense. They are absolutely smothering the East so far in this ballgame.
Yeah, a lot of penetration up front, a three-man front, and a lot of penetration in there. And then the linebackers doing a great job submarining in there, not allowing a lot of yardage. We go back to Tanner Fathy, Hastings College, a product, the only one on the field today. We've seen the coaches roam around here somewhere. They're getting an extra look at Tanner Fate, but the East squad will be forced to punt here. And we had the activity up on the line of scrimmage with no flags.
All right, here comes the punt. It's going to be high in the air again. It's going to be handled here by Eiler as he makes the fair catch out here. Ty Eiler out of O'Neill St. Mary's. And again, they're winning the battle of the field position. Jimmy, a couple of punts. And look, the West is going to take over here. First down and 10 on the East 35-yard line. They got to take advantage of the field position here.
Well, they really do. And a lot of confusion up on the line of scrimmage. There were some guys jumping across the line, but no flags by the officials. A Hastings-based officiating crew, so who would figure that one? But anyway, the punt was very high in the air, and we'll have a new quarterback in there for the West All-Stars as Stitzler took the first series.
It looks like it's going to be Ross Schindler in there right now. He's the quarterback out of Elgin Pope John as he hands the ball away for a couple of yards, and Luke Glenn takes it from the 35-yard line down to about the 34. Luke Christensen in on the stop there for the Eastern All-Stars. We'll give him 2 yards in a play. Second down, 8 yards to go. You're listening to the 36th annual Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football Classic today from the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field, second down and 8 yards to go. Clock running inside the 5-minute mark already here in this first quarter of play. No score between the East and the West. There's a handoff on a little counter play. That's going to be Luke Glenn again as he picks his way across the 35 down to about the 33-yard line. So give him a couple of yards on the play. Now it's going to bring up a third down situation. Both teams electing to keep the ball on the ground pretty much in this first quarter playing, trying to feel things out here in this initial period of play in the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star football game. And now the Western All-Stars will be looking at a third down situation here. Third down and about 7 yards to go. The football's right in the center of the field again at about the 33-yard line. The other quarterback is Ross Schindler. He's on an unbalanced line this time with a power off to the right side. He sets up a little screen pass. It's grabbed there. Mike Glenn down the sideline to the 30. Inside the 30, down to the 26-yard line, and he is spilled right there. So he gets it down to the 26. The tackle is made under by Robbie Androina out of Exeter Milligan. That's down to about the, well, about a yard shy now. They're going to mark the football at about the 26-yard line. They got to take it to the 25. So naturally special teams, field goals, always kind of iffy here. So they're going to go for it on a fourth down and one situation for the Western All-Stars. They've got the ball down here at the East 26-yard line. They're going to set up with one back in the backfield. And you've got Ross Schindler, the quarterback, in there. There goes a man in motion. Now they're going to hand the ball straight ahead and banging his way. Not much there, but he didn't need much. That's Spencer Gittison out of Elwood as he takes the ball down to about the 25. We'll see where they unstack him. Luke Christensen in on the stop there, and he did not make it. He did not make the first down, so a good job there by the Eastern All-Stars. They hold on fourth down and a yard to go as they go to their big fullback in there, 5'11", 200-pounder out of Elwood. He makes the stop, and now it's first down and 10 as they change possessions here.
Well, they were trying to run the football right up the middle of the field, and Nathan Budgeta from Howells Dodge, the Iowa Hawkeye recruit and the Nebraska Male Athlete of the Year, state wrestling champion. What a tremendous athlete he has been for Howells Dodge.
All right, now the West will take over, or the East will take over. Here's a pass down the near sideline, and it hits the videographer, I think they call it, from the NTV news department. Beans are right there, right on the sideline.
She's still upright. That's a good thing. I was watching here the tape or whatever we have down. Of course, the field is narrower by 5 yards on both sides. They have like a strip of tape running down both sides, and they're going to be trying to place that down all day long as it got messed up in there. But it'll bring up second down and 10 here with 3:11 left to go in quarter number one.
Here's a running play again as they move the ball across the 25-yard line down to about the 28. So a pickup of about 3 yards on the play. Running the football there was a Carlin Kreinert. He's a running back out of Osmond, Nebraska. Samuel Schumacher, you know, the stop. He's a defensive player out of Layton. So again, we're seeing three, four substitutions on just about every play here that we've seen so far in this first quarter of play. So it's going to be, and as the day wears on and it gets hotter and hotter, we'll probably see even more substitutes. So in there at quarterback now for the Eastern All-Stars is Marcus Claussen. He's out of Wausau, and he fumbles the snap, picks it back up. Now he throws the ball down the left sideline. He's got a man out there. Does he make the catch? Yes, he does. And he stays in, bounce a completed pass down here at the 48-yard line.
Pass by Lane Seidel is complete.
The pass is complete. Over on the far sideline is Cole Arnett. Cole Arnett, he's out of Hampton, Nebraska. He makes a nice grab over there. He runs out of bounds at about the 48-yard line. So a nice pass thrown there. The Eastern All-Stars now on the move here in the first quarter. First time today they've been across the midfield stripe. 2:26 to play here in the opening quarter. No score between the East and the West today in the Satoma 8-man All-Star football game. There's a handoff as they move it across the 45, down to the 40, down to the 39-yard line. Running the ball there is going to be Jake Touchstone. Touchstone is out of Lord Central Catholic. Tackle is made in there by Travis Kester out of Clearwater Orchard. But now they got something going here in this first quarter of play. We're down to 2:08 remaining here in the first period. They moved the ball down to the 39-yard line to pick up on that last play of about 8 yards. Second down and 2 yards to go. The Eastern All-Stars running out of the I formation here. They expect to be the power game here in this ball game here today. And there's a running play and nothing. Green shirts. Running the football there again was at Touchstone, and he did not even get started on the play as he has stood straight up in the hole by Ryan Clyer again. It was at a good first quarter here. Clyer out of Giltner.
Yeah, good penetration there by Clyer. The prior play, a nice job of blocking there by the offensive line from the East, was able to get Touchstone, a gain of about 8 yards. But again, Clyer shuts the door on the running back Touchstone, a loss of nearly 2 yards. We'll call it third down and three with a minute 21 left to go here in the first
quarter.
There's
Arnett. He's going to bootleg to the right side, gets away from one would-be defender. Now he throws the ball down the near side. It's going to be caught again. That's Arnett with the ball across the 30, down to the 25, down to the 21-yard line. So, again, he got away from the defensive end coming in there, and he throws the ball down the near sideline. He's caught all the way down here at the 22-yard line. Tyson Howard in on the stop there for the Western All-Stars, but a nice move there by the quarterback, Cole Arnett, trying to bootleg the ball. He went right by a defensive lineman that was crashing in there. He got away and then threw off of his back leg and threw her downfield. It was complete. For the first down and 10, the football is at the 22-yard line. Here's a handoff again. As they try to break to the left side, that's Jack Bailey with the ball. Bailey, the running back at a McCool Junction. Tackle is made in there again by Ryan Clyer out of Giltner. That's four tackles for Ryan so far here in this first quarter.
Well, Clyer's having an outstanding game defensively, but look at the offensive side of things. There hasn't been a whole lot other than the passing of Scheitel to Cole Arnett. Arnett with a couple of catches here today, 35 yards, been able to get loose from his defender, and the East has got a second down at about 9.
Yeah, Lane Scheitel is now the quarterback in there for the Eastern All-Stars. He pitches the ball back. Running the football there is going to be Jack Bailey as Bailey gets the ball to the 20 to about the 19-yard line. Ball Tyler Dahlgren into the stop there. He's the product out of Bertrand, Nebraska. Third down and about 9 yards to go. The football right at the 20-yard line. And that's going to be probably the last play of this first quarter as we are down inside 10 seconds to go here in the first period of the Satoma 8-man All-Star Football Classic, and that is going to be all she wrote. First quarter in the books here this afternoon. We are scoreless. It's the West nothing and the East nothing. You're listening to the Satoma 8-man All-Star Football Classic on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravana. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field. No score between the East and the West here today, and not a whole lot of offense in the quarter number one.
Not really. 55 yards of total offense between both teams, 40 for the East, 29 passing, 11 on the ground. We look at the stats for the West squad. It's 8 through the air, and that was on one completed pass from Tyler Snitzler, and then 5 yards rushing for the West squad as the East is putting together a pretty good drive here. They've got the ball down at the 20-yard line of the West. It'll be third and about 8 yards to go.
All right, Lane Scheidel is your quarterback again. He drops back to throw. Now he's in pressure. Scheidel runs. He throws it down the right sideline. A jump ball down there inside the 10-yard line. It's going to be incomplete. He threw it into a double coverage there on the far sideline. The intended receiver down there for the East was number 33, John Weezer, out of Humphrey St. Francis, but a couple of Western All-Stars down there, and it was incomplete. So now it's fourth down, and again, you're kind of in no man's land here. Fourth down and 8 yards to go from the 20-yard line. Now we do see a field goal attempt coming up here for the Eastern All-Stars. Looks like Jack Bailey from McCool Junction is going to attempt a field goal. And again, they didn't have a whole lot of time. They worked on special teams, but it was not a focus point during practice this week. This is going to be, let's see, they're going to put the tee down here, the pad down at about the 27-yard line. This will be a 37-yard field goal attempt to try to give the Eastern All-Stars the lead. Ball is down. The kick is up. It goes sailing toward the uprights, and it is
wow. It
is good. He jams it home from 37 yards out, so Jack Bailey gets the Eastern All-Stars on the scoreboard here this afternoon.
That was a bomb. Jack Bailey, a lot of leg there from the lefty as he got into the pig and made it right down the center. And that one would have been good from another 15 to 20 yards. A good kick.
All right, 11:43 to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break. The score, it's the Eastern All-Stars 3 and the West nothing.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
All right, back here at Hastings College at Lloyd Wilson Field, there's a kickoff by Jack Bailey, the guy who gave the East the lead 3-0 on a 37-yard field goal. As he hits that one into the end zone. And what you mentioned before the break, Jimmy, he's got one heck of a leg.
Yeah, he got into the football there, kicked that one about 7 yards deep into the end zone, automatic touchback. So they'll bring the football out to the 20-yard line, and we'll check the quarterback's situation here for the West squad. Again, we have had multiple substitutions in. We did get a new roster tape down. That's good news because we wore the first one out in quarter number one. I hope Gino's got more in his bag.
All right, first down, it's 10 yards to go from the 20-yard line, just underway here in the second quarter. 3-0 is the score. East out on top of the West here this afternoon. It's been the West who has dominated this series as of late, winning the last 5, but they find themselves trailing here in the football game, and now they're going to go to a shotgun set here out of this sprint formation as they hand the ball away, as they sweep it to the left side. That's a Kenigi with the ball. Kenigi goes to the 20, and he's run out of bounds at about the 22. So he picks up a couple of yards in a play. Nick Miller out of Hardington, Nebraska, is in on the stop there. So a pickup of 2 yards in a play, second down at about 8 yards to go as they're moving from our left to our right, north to south here at the Osborne Sports Complex. But you can't get out of here without mentioning the improvements that they have made to the sound system here at Hastings College. We want to thank them dearly for putting a speaker right above our broadcast booth here.
It's nice.
Yeah, that was nice. Nice placement on that one. Here's a handoff, and nothing there again but yellow shirts. Trying to get outside and unable to make the corner there. Coming to this near side was Luke Glenn again. Luke Glenn from Shelton, and Nathan Bajada into the stop there. And he's a big, big boy at 275 pounds. Again, Jimmy mentioned he's on his way to Iowa. He's going to be an Iowa Hawkeye. Nathan Bajada played in the Shrine Bowl last week in Kearney.
Yeah, state wrestling champion, all-class gold medalist in the shot put. Several brothers have played college football, so a long line of Bajadas there. Good athletes.
All right, here's The West again scampering to the near sideline, and they're at quarterback now and finding some running room down the near side. There is going to be Tyler Schnitzler. Schnitzler across the 25 to the 30, and he's run out of bounds here at about the 32. So they continue to rotate quarterbacks in here. Tyler Schnitzler is in there now. Alec Wilson into the stop there. He's out of a Bloomfield. A first down for the Western All-Stars as they have moved the ball now out to the 31-yard line. So Schnitzler in trouble. He uses his feet to come down the near sideline and picks up enough for a first down.
Well, and again, every player out on this field is a tremendous athlete. That's why they're here. But Schnitzler is very gifted with his feet, and he was in trouble in the backfield. Was able to get loose, take that ball out downfield, 16 yards and a first down.
Man goes in motion. Schnitzler fakes the ball to him, and now he's going to run the ball himself across the 30 to the 35 to the 36-yard line. They fake the ball, and it will end around there to Kniggy. Schnitzler takes the ball right off the pipe there as he moves it to about the 36. Robbie Androida from Exeter Milligan in on the stop there for the Eastern All-Stars. And now it's second down and about 6 yards to go. Football has been moved out here to about the 36-yard line. Schnitzler again from the wide open set. Wide receiver split out wide to the right side. Schnitzler sends in man in motion to the near side. Waiting for the ball. He's got it. He backs up, surveys the field. Here comes the pressure. He's hit. Schnitzler gets away. Comes to the near side. He's still got it. He throws it downfield. The ball is caught and it drops. And he drops the football because he had a major hit back there. Brady Kniggy was the intended receiver, and Nick Miller lights him up, Jimmy, at about the 38-yard line.
Well, and again, Schnitzler was in trouble. The pocket broke down. He was forced to the near side of the field and then found Kniggy open downfield. But then the defensive back had an eyeball on him, and he lit up Kniggy right at about the 38-yard line. Kniggy bounces right back up, a tough kid. A ball falls incomplete to bring up third down and about 6 yards for the West All-Stars.
All right, we're down to 9:50 to play here in the first half. It's a 3-0 ball game. The East has got the lead here this afternoon. Schnitzler again stands in the gun. Man comes in motion again to the near side. Schnitzler waits. He's got it. He's got the ball. Here comes the pressure. He throws it. The ball's going to be tipped, nearly intercepted. That was a budgeted again right there. But they had pressure. They were all over Tyler Schnitzler. I don't know if he lost the ball or that was an attempted pass. Obviously, an attempted pass there. But budgeted nearly pulls the ball down there for the Eastern All-Stars. That would have been 6 points written all over that, baby.
Yeah, that was Colton Tomka also putting a lot of pressure on Schnitzler. He was able to get a hand on Tyler, and then the ball came out. And again, budgeted about had that ball in his hands. And that would have been a load of lumber taking her all the way to the house. But again, ball falls incomplete, fourth down, and Schnitzler in to do the punting.
All right, Miller drops back deep. Schnitzler gets the ball away. This is the second punt of the ball game for the Western All-Stars. The ball fielded, a fair catch made there by Nick Miller at about the 37. So the East will have the ball back here. They've got the lead by the score of 3-0 this afternoon. 9 minutes and 34 seconds to play. You're listening to the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star football game today on Classic Hits 98.9. KKPR. So far, the only score of the ball game has been a 37-yard field goal by Jack Bailey. That was early in this second period. Had a scoreless opening quarter of play here this afternoon. I'll check the quarterback situation. Again, they got four on the roster, and all four expected to play today. Tanner Fate's now going to be back in there. Tanner Fate, he fakes the ball. He wants to run it, and he's going nowhere. He's stopped right at the line of scrimmage again. That's Ryan Clyer again out of Giltner. I've already got my nomination for the defensive player of the game because Clyer's had an outstanding ball game so far.
Well, it comes as no surprise. In that D2 state championship game, Clyer racked up 17 tackles in that ball game. And over his career, Clyer was able to 17 tackles in that state championship game. Again, that 42-26 win over Humphrey St. Francis. So, Clyer having a great game.
All right, here's Tanner Fate. Hands under center. Drops back to throw. He throws it out here. It's going to be caught and then dropped at about the 47-yard line. Had it in his hands out there for the Eastern All-Stars was a Jake Touchstone again. That's Zach Crowley back there in coverage for the Western All-Stars. So, now it's third down. Third down and 9 yards to go. As the East will huddle up here and try to come up with something. Again, their head coach is Gerald Humlichek. He is out of Shelby Rising City. So Tanner Fate in there at quarterback. Going to have the backs in the I formation on third down at about 9 yards to go. Tanner Fate drops back to throw. Fate has still got it. Now throws it down in the center of the field. Way overthrown and nearly intercepted. The intended receiver was Brady Brewster out there from Howell's Dodge, but that baby way overthrown. That's going to bring up a fourth down situation again, and the Eastern All-Stars will have to punt the football away for the second time this afternoon.
Fate under a little bit of trouble, had to go over to the right side, was forced out of there, showed his arm strength there as he threw it downfield, and Brewster just mistimed his jump just slightly, wasn't able to get to the football, and now we'll have the Tyler Eiler back deep for the West All-Stars to receive this punt.
I think this is Cole Arnett who's going to do the punting here for the East. There's a snap. He gets it away. A high spiraling kick. Eiler settles in at about the 17-yard line. He brings it back to the 20, comes near side, 25 to the 30, brings outside to the 35, spun down at the 36-yard line and hit hard here on the sidelines. Tackle's made in there by Nathan Buzzard again, number 55. He's making his presence felt here. So the Western All-Stars will have the football back here. They're trailing in the ballgame by a score of 3-0. 8 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field here this afternoon. Good crowd on hand. Temperature is at 78 degrees at game time here today. Winds blowing out of the southeast at about 13 miles per hour. Blowing from our right to our left, so the Western All-Stars will have that slight breeze in their face here this afternoon here in the second quarter. First down and 10 yards to go from the 25-yard line. Running the football there was Ross Schindler, who's back in there at quarterback, and the tackle is made by Brady Brewster for the Eastern All-Stars. So they've been basically alternating a couple of quarterbacks in there. We've seen a lot of Tyler Schnitzler from Kennesaw. This is the other guy who's seen playing time, Ross Schindler out of Elgin Pope John. He loses some yardage on the play there. It's going to bring up a third down and or second down and 13 as the football is pushed back here to about the 32.
Boy, and back to that defensive play. Brester coming from his outside linebacker position, come right down the line of scrimmage, made a great tackle, loss of about 3 yards, so brings up second down and long for the West.
All right, here's Schindler. He never gets the ball. Now he picks it up, and he's going to be dropped in the backfield. The snap, they were in the shotgun formation. I don't know what happened. He never got the ball cleanly, and he's had a fall on it back there. Blake Popick is right in there immediately for the Eastern All-Stars. They were in the shotgun, and the quarterback really never got the ball. The snap came back there kind of weird, and down it went.
Well, and the football is bouncing around down there. Nobody was able to get on top of it. And, again, the quarterback in there, Schindler, was able to just pick it up. And then a good defensive play by the Exeter Milligan Timberwolf in there. A couple of Timberwolves here today. Playing for Dean Phillippe down there in Exeter Milligan, having a good season again this past year.
Third down and 17 yards to go. They got the Yo Studebaker in reverse here this afternoon. Third down and long. Schindler's got the ball. Here comes the pressure. Schindler gets away. His ball is going to be tipped. It's going to be caught here. It's going to be caught out to the 30. That's not the way you draw it up, out to the 31-yard line. It was tipped, and it was grabbed there by Josh Vinton, a lineman. 250 pounds on him, Mullen. He comes down with the ball, and he's immediately dropped after a short gain there of 2 yards. So the ball was tipped off of Schindler's hands, but right there was Josh Vinton, who lumbers for a couple of yards, but still fourth down and 15 yards to go, and here comes another punt coming up here.
Well, if he's never received a football in a game before, we'll give him 4 yards on that reception.
Here comes the punt. It's going to angle out to the far side. That was a horrible kick as it goes out of bounds. It was off to the left side of his foot as it goes to the far sideline. That was Schnitzler punting the ball there for the Western All-Stars, but that was looked like one of your golf shots on a bad day. It looks like most of my golf shots.
I've had plenty this season, I might add.
Ball goes out of bounds at about the 45-yard line. So good field position again for the Eastern All-Stars. It's a 3-0 ball game. The East has got the lead. We've seen some high-scoring affairs in the Sertoma E-Man All-Star football game. Last year, the West won 47-22. We've also seen some defensive struggles a year before. In 2011, the West beat the East by the score of 7-0. There's a play right off the gut there. That's John Weezer carrying the ball. It's across the 40, down to about the 37-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Spencer Gittison. Gittison is 5'11", 200-pounder out of Elwood. That was perhaps one of the better running plays we have seen today. That was a pickup of about 7 yards. They moved the ball down to about the 37. So it's second down and 3 yards to go. The East has got the ball. They're moving from our right to our left, south to north, here at the Osborne Sports Complex. And in there at quarterback again for the Eastern All-Stars are going to be Scheidel, Lane Scheidel from Fall City Sacred Heart, as they hand the ball away for a yard, maybe two, as they give it to Jack Bailey, who takes the ball down to the 35-yard line. Dalton Bender out of the stop there. Bender is the other Kennesaw Blue Devil that's playing in this ball game. Dalton, 6 foot and 190 pounds. He makes the stop there, but not before the East picks up a first down at the 35. So they look to the sidelines, and they say, yeah, give them the first and 10. So they're on the move again after a not a very good punt from Tyler Schnitzler. The East on the move here. First down and 10 yards to go from the 35-yard line. Hands under center. Scheidel hands the ball away. And carrying the ball there is going to be, let's see, we got another new guy, Kyle
Fronendorfer in there from Lindsay Holy Family carrying the ball. He's listed as a lineman, but he carries the ball there. Ryan Clyer picks up his sixth tackle of the day for the Western All-Stars. There might be more than one of him out there today.
Well, and yeah, we try to track all these guys, see where they're going to be going to school, a lot of them going to college, but a lot of them not choosing to play athletics, and Ryan Clyer, one of them, going to attend UNK, but no athletics in mind.
All right, second down, 9 yards to go. Here's the pitch back again to Fronendorfer, trying to get outside, and he does, turns the corner, and he's going to be spilled upset there at about the 26-yard line. So give him a couple of yards on the play. That was Jack Bailey. Jack Bailey in there. Zach Crowley into the stop there for the Western All-Stars.
Jack Bailey starting to rack up some good yards for the East squad now. Bailey with six carries and 15 yards. Doesn't sound like a lot, but we haven't had a lot of offense in this ball game. But Bailey able to pick up nearly 7 yards off right side. Brings up third down and one, 4:39 and counting as the East is on the move again.
Lane Scheidel is the quarterback there as he hands the ball away to the first man, busting through there. He's got the first down and more across the 20, down to about the 15-yard line. That's Jake Touchstone out of Lord's Central Catholic carrying the ball there. Zach Crowley again in on the stop, but not before Touchstone picks up a lot of real estate as he angles off to the left side. He takes the ball down to about the 16-yard line. So again, the Eastern All-Stars, Jimmy, they're taking advantage of their good field position that they've got here. Now they got the ball inside the red zone. On a first down and 10, under 5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. It's a 3-0 ball game. The East has got the advantage in this one. Seidel again with his hands under center. Double tights as they hand the ball away. And that's just going to banging for a yard, maybe a one-yard gain. There as Jack Bailey carries the ball as Ryan Clyer gets a stop again for the Western All-Stars.
By Jack Bailey.
So second down and 9. He picked up one there. Not a whole lot of... Not a whole lot of penetration there. As they move the ball for just a yard as they angle off to the left side. 3:43 to play. Coming up at halftime, we're hopefully get a couple of words with Hastings College football coach Tony Harper, who's expected to drop by at halftime, talk about how things are shaping up for the Broncos for the 2013 season. Second down and 9 yards to go. Here's a shuttle. He fakes the pitch. Now he carries it to the right side. He's got an open territory, 15, 10. He's down inside the 5-yard line, and he's run out of bounds. A fake pitch, Jimmy, and then Shuttle just takes the ball around the right end, and there was not a man out there for the Western All-Stars. He moves the ball down inside the 5-yard line, and now they got a great chance here to put some points on the scoreboard here in the second quarter.
The fifth first down of this ball game for the East squad, and a 20-yard gain around the right side. A great play, play fake there, and just took the ball off the right side, showing a speed. Scheidel able to get down inside the 5-yard line. We'll call it first and goal. The ball will be spotted down at the 3-yard line as Scheidel is up under center.
All right, he's got the ball. He's handed away to the first man through the hole there as he plows into the end zone for the touchdown. Kyle Fronendorfer out of Lindsay Holy Family takes it in from 3 yards out. And the East goes out on top by a score of 9-0.
Well, and that was a good hole off the right side. We've seen several backs into this ball game. Bailey's been doing a lot of carrying the ball, Touchstone also. But that was Fronendorfer from Lindsay Holy Family, a big boy, 6'1", 210, takes it off the right side. Nobody touched him until he got into the end zone. That is our first touchdown of the afternoon. It comes with 3:20 left to go here in the second quarter.
So now we'll try the extra point coming up here. So a Lindsay Holy Family product. Gets on the scoreboard on a 3-yard run to make it a 9-0 ball game. And here's Bailey, the left-footed kicker, into the ball game for the PAT. Ball is down, the kick is up, and the kick goes slicing through the uprights. It is good. 3 minutes and 17 seconds to play. That was an 8-play, 55-yard drive for the Eastern All-Stars to get the first touchdown on the board here this afternoon. 3 minutes and 17 seconds to play here in quarter number 2. We'll take a break with a score of the East 10, the West nothing.
Advantage Chevrolet Buick.
Is my daddy there yet?
Well, was he coming here?
He's going to buy a gift for me to give my mom.
And you've got one smart dad. We've got lots of Chevrolets and Buicks at affordable prices.
What's affordable mean?
Well, how much did you have to spend?
$2.52 in coupon cash.
I'm sure we can help him find the perfect gift.
Since you're so affordable.
The first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Advantage Chevrolet Buick, 1111 M Street in Aurora. Chevy runs deep.
A few years ago, we decided as a company to drop the big franchise name so that we could invest the franchise dollars locally in the good things Kearney has to offer. And in that, I mean the people and what we do for each other. This is Tim Norwood with NP Realty.
NP Realty wants to welcome the Shrine Bowl to their new home in Kearney and say congratulations to all the All-Stars playing in today's game.
NP Realty, developing dreams.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex in Hastings this afternoon is a Tome 8-Man All-Star Football Classic. And again, Jack Bailey just bombs the ball out of the end zone. He's one heck of a kicker. He bangs that one out of there. So the Western All-Stars will have the touchback to bring the ball out to the 20-yard line. During the year, the 8-Man divisions play on an 80-yard field. When they get to the All-Star game here in Hastings, we've gone to the 100-yard field. So they're on a 100-yard field, a little bit smaller width-wise, and we see during the normal Saturdays out here. So the Western All-Stars with the ball now. Here's a pass that's going to be completed, and a short gain there. As they get the ball down here for a couple of yards, it's Tyson Howard. Brady Brewster is in on the stop there for the Eastern All-Stars, so they give him about 5 yards in the play. But we're down to 3 minutes to go. Clock is running here in the second quarter. It's a 10-0 ball game. The East out on top here this afternoon over the Western All-Stars. So second down and 5 yards to go. The ball is pushed out here to the 25-yard line. Again, we'll check the quarterback situation. That's a Schnitzler back in there at quarterback. He drops back to throw. Here comes some pressure off of the corner. Schnitzler throws the ball downfield, and it's going to be incomplete. It's kind of hung it out there, an incomplete pass. Going downfield, that's Luke Glenn in on who's out on the pass pattern there. He tries to snag that ball down around the 35-yard line, but it was way out of his reach there. That's going to bring up a third down situation. Third down at about 5 yards to go. Clock is stopped now on the incomplete pass at the 2:36 mark.
And again, Schnitzler forced out of the pocket there by another big guy in there, 53, Savino LeBron, a 6-foot, 258-pound lineman from Deschler. Cletus Corman, his head coach down there in Deschler, but LeBron putting a lot of pressure on Schnitzler there.
Schnitzler is up under center, reverses out of there, wants to run the ball himself, and he's going nowhere. Gets to the 25-yard line, and down he goes again. So Schnitzler trying to run the quarterback keeper there around the left end. He kept the ball all right, but he didn't go far as he is plastered on the play there. Tackle is made by Robbie Androina out of Exeter Milligan, and now we have got a timeout. We got a timeout for the Eastern All-Stars. They want the football back here. 2 minutes and 23 seconds to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. The East 10, the West nothing.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
All right, here's the punt as Schnitzler gets the ball away. It's going to be fielded at the 30-yard line, back to the 35. He slips down just as he crosses the 40-yard line. Running the football back there was Nick Miller out of Hardington. So now the Eastern All-Stars, Jimmy, maybe think some points here again. 2 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the second quarter. They called the timeout there to stop the clock, and now they get the ball back following the punt, and they're going to have a 56-yard field here in 2 minutes and 11 seconds.
Well, and they got that big-legged kicker, Jack Bailey, that's got a lot of leg. He can kick it from a long ways away. Quarterback in there this time is the Hastings College recruit, Tanner Fate. We'll be up under center.
All right, Fate turns, and he hands the ball away. And dancing to the line of scrimmage of the 45, now breaks away. That's Austin Rustkamp out of Freeman as he moves the ball out to the 45 on second effort. He squirts forward to about the 49. So we'll give him a pickup of 5. Didn't look like he was going to get a bunch, but all of a sudden he just kind of squirts forward there at the last second and takes the ball all the way up to the 49. Frank Hartley from Spalding Academy, who's on his way to play for Matt Franzenet Doan. He makes the stop. Second down and 5 yards to go. Ball is at the 49-yard line. They swing it out here. The ball is caught by Cole Arnett. He's across the 50 down to about the 49. So a completed pass, not much there, 2 yards maybe. Zach Crowley in on the stop there. Yeah, we'll see old Frank Hartley in the orange and black of the Doan College Tigers for the next 4 years. Hartley, 180 pounds, 5'10", out of Spalding Academy. He was on that last play. Third down and about 3 yards to go. The football is sitting at the 49-yard line of the Western All-Stars. The East with the ball, thinking points here. We're under a minute and a half to play now. Here's a pitch back. Halfback pass is coming up as Zach Bailey. He's going to throw the ball down the north south line. That's going to be incomplete. Trying to get it back to Tanner Fate, the quarterback. So we've seen that play several times. They pitch the ball back to Bailey, who tries to come back to the quarterback, and Tanner Fate, who is out on the pattern there. Frank Hartley again on the coverage there for the Western All-Stars. So now we're sitting at fourth down. And how much of a leg does Mr. Bailey have? Probably not from this distance.
He's got a good leg, but not that much. So they're going to send Tyler Eiler, number 12 for the West squad. He'll be back deep. He'll stand at about his own 10-yard line. And we'll see who's going to do the punting chores here.
It looks like a Cole Arnett is going to be in there to do the punting now for the Eastern All-Stars. Gets the ball away. High kick. A signal for a fair catch. And they make the catch down there at about the 16. As Ty Eiler looks up into the sun and grabs that one. So, officially down at the 17-yard line as well as spotted. 47 seconds to play. We're in the second quarter. You're listening to the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football Game today on Classic. It's 98.9 KKPR. Mike Will, Jim Purcell here at the Osborne Sports Complex.
Well, it has been the East squad with all the offense so far in this ball game. I've got the East squad nudging up towards 100 yards of total offense. The West really having a tough time going. Tyler Schnitzler has taken primarily all of the not all of the snaps, but he's taken a majority of them. He's going to be back into the ballgame again here to lead this West squad with just 47 seconds left to go, and they'll have the spread formation out there for Schnitzler.
All right, Schnitzler waiting for the snap. He's got it. He's going to crank things up here as he throws in the middle of the field. He's going to be caught there at the 20, spinning away at the 25, to the hash marks, to the 27, to the 28, to the 29, and fighting forward to the 30-yard line. It's a good pickup there. That's a Lambrecht out of the reception there. Robbie Andoina out of Exeter Milligan making the stop. So they bring the ball out to the 29-yard line where it's going to bring up a first down. Now we're going to have another timeout. We're going to have another timeout here. 35 seconds to play here in the second quarter. We'll take another break with the East leading the West by the score of 10-0.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
As we come back, here's a pass down the near sideline. It's picked off by Nick Miller. So Tyler Schnitzler out of Kennesaw throws it down the near sideline. Nick Miller just basically waiting out there, Jimmy, like playing center field here on the sideline. He snags that one, an interception there. And the Eastern All-Stars will have the football back with 22 seconds to play.
Well, again, Schnitzler with a great arm rolls to the right side of the field. I believe that was Tyler Eiler looking for him downfield about the 40-yard line. And again, Miller just steps right in front of that football. Again, Schnitzler throwing into the stiff breeze from the south, but it's picked off. And the East will take over, and they'll just take a knee here at the 40-yard line going to the locker room.
Yeah, they're going to take one snap, and that's going to be all she wrote here in the second quarter is grabbing the ball with Scheidel there, and he will head to the sidelines now as we reach the end of the second period here this afternoon in the 36th annual Sertoma 8-Man All-Star football game. The West has not generated much offense here this afternoon, which kind of surprises me. They got a lot of speed on this team, but have not been able to shake anybody loose so far in the ball game. We've had a 37-yard field goal. We've had a touchdown here in this first half, and the East have got the lead here at halftime. The Sertoma 8-Man All-Star football game. It's the East 10 and the West nothing. You're listening to the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star football game today on Classic. It's 98.9 KKPR.
helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynix gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynix station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Mobile Bengal is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bengal from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bengal allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bengal is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Mike Weld, Jimmy Purcell back here at Lloyd Wilson Field at Hastings College this afternoon. The 36th annual Sertoma 8-man All-Star football game today. At the halftime break, 10-0 is the score. The East out on top, all 10 points scored in the second period. Jack Bailey got things started for the East. The kicker out of McCool Junction as he hammers a 37-yard field goal to give the East a lead by a score of 3-0 at the 11:43 mark of the second period. And Kyle Fronendorfer out of Lindsay Holy Family takes it in from 3 yards out. Caps off an 8-play, 55-yard drive for the Eastern All-Stars. A PAT was good. That came with 3:20 to play in the second period. So a 10-0 ball game. The East dominating on the scoreboard, shutting out the Western All-Stars so far. Not a whole lot of offense to speak about out of either team, though.
Not really. It's been a game of field position, as we've seen several drives for the West All-Stars start out deep in their own territory. They get snuffed out, and then not a very good punt, and the East All-Stars have gotten the ball several times on the other side of the 50, which is not usually on an 8-man field, but it is here today. We look at some numbers here at halftime for the West All-Stars. Only 30 yards of passing through the air for the West. Tyler Stitzler has done most of the passing for the West here. He's completed four passes here this afternoon for 30 yards. Only 11 yards of rushing. You were talking about this. They've got some speedsters and some talent on that West All-Star squad, but the East has really done a tremendous job keeping them hemmed in. Only 11 yards of rushing, so 41 of total offense, four first downs in the ball game, and Stitzler leading the way rushing the football with three carries and 20 yards. We look for the East All-Stars, and they've had about a three-headed monster in their quarterback in the Hastings College product. Tanner Faith has done some good things in there, but for the East All-Stars passing, it's been 36 yards of passing so far in the ball game, 66 on the ground, combined with about nine different running backs here in this first half, 102 total yards of offense on five first downs. Leading the way for the East All-Stars receiving is Cole Arnett. He's got a couple of receptions, actually four receptions for 36 yards in the ball game. And leading the way rushing is Jake Touchstone. He has four carries and 29 yards. The lone touchdown comes from the big boy Kyle Fryendorfer from Lindsay Holy Family with that 3-yard touchdown run there in the second quarter. But again, defensive struggle here. But again, the West is trying to run up against that big product in there, Nathan Budget. He has done a tremendous job, and Ryan Clyer has done a great job defensively for the East All-Stars. So again, defensive struggle here in a 10-0 ball game at half.
Yeah, Clyer, the Giltner product, has already got seven tackles in the first half. So he's had a great job so far for the Western All-Stars today. But the East have got the lead. The score is 10-0 over the West in the Sertoma E-Man All-Star football game here this afternoon. We're going to talk some Hastings College football when we come back here at halftime as we continue on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Group. Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field this afternoon. The East out on top with the West, 10-0. And the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football Classic this afternoon. And talk some Hastings College football. Tony Harper, the head coach, is going to join us here at halftime. Good seeing you, Coach.
Yeah, it's a little bit different, isn't it? Sun's out, nice and warm right now, and I'm pretty relaxed.
I'll tell you what, you have not been relaxed all week long. You've had a kind of a tough week.
Well, yeah, we started camp on this past Saturday, and we've had the 11-man camp, an individual camp, and an 8-man camp. We had almost 780 kids on campus in the last 7 days, so it's been a little busy.
You guys are just obviously going through camps for the high school ranks here, and kind of a good week to do it with a Sertoma 8-man All-Star football game today.
You know, it really is. Coach Merck used to do it where the 8-man camp ran right into it. We changed it last year, and we just wanted to, you know, all these guys are here. Let's move it back to this week. Go Thursday, Friday, Saturday morning. We got the guys that wanted to come to camp. They got in the game for free, so it was a good environment. There's a lot of their teammates, former teammates, playing in the game too. So it's worked out really well.
We've seen a Hastings College product out there in this ball game. He's been the quarterback for the East off and on throughout that first half. Talk about Tanner Fate.
You know, Tanner Fate, he comes from a great family, and he comes from a great program. You know, High Plains has been at camp the last 5-6 years, I think, and they come. They're very well coached. Tanner is a good young man, and he's talented. He can sling the ball a little bit. He's got good pocket awareness. We watched practice on Wednesday, and one thing we noticed about Tanner is when he gets a little pressure, he doesn't throw off his back foot. He steps into his throw, and he puts it to either it's going to be an incomplete or it's going to be caught by the receiver. We're really excited to see Tanner.
Now, he's one of several quarterbacks that you guys brought in this incoming freshman class.
Yeah, I mean, John Dawson, you know, everybody knows the success he had last year with Coach Holzclaw, the offensive coordinator and everything. And, you know, we're looking for somebody to come in and step in and take that position. And Matt Overmiller's working really hard. You know, I mean, he hasn't missed any of the weight room stuff except when he's had to work. He's coming in at 5:15 a.m. in the morning working out with our new strength coordinator who's doing a great job. And, you know, Matt Overmiller's going to go into preseason camp as the number one guy. It's still going to be a competition, but we're naming him the number one guy going into camp.
So, like we said, there's going to be great competition. You've got a lot of guys that are splitting reps, at least during your spring workouts they did.
Oh, yeah, and that's one thing. We want as many good football players who love competition. You know, that's going to bring it out. And we tell the guys, if you're struggling a little bit, this other guy could step in and take your spot. And that's why we brought in 6 or 7 of those quarterbacks. That's going to be a fun environment. Coach Kamara is going to be watching guys throw the ball all over the place. But we're looking forward to it.
You guys have obviously wrapped up your spring drills several weeks ago. How did the spring practice go for you guys?
You know, it went pretty well. The offense, you know, we got to replace a lot of upperclassmen over there, but we got real good leadership coming back up front. You know, Coach Holzclaw is always working and kind of tweaking that system offensively, along with Coach Mason and Coach Kamara and Coach McCauley. Those guys are doing a good job. You're probably going to see a little bit different of a scheme than what you saw last year, obviously, with Johnny and whoever is here. Defensively, we're a year older. It was night and day. And, you know, we're very fortunate enough. Adam Long, we've hired him to be our new defensive coordinator from Colorado Mines. He played at Northwest Missouri State. He's actually from Bennington, Nebraska. So we've got a Nebraska guy on the staff now. And he's going to bring an added fire and knowledge to this staff. And it was fun.
Still doing the same for us. Things on defense, or
you know, Coach Long, he's fired me. I am no longer Coach Long will be working with the secondary, and I'll be at the D line, and he's going to bring his own system in. It might have some remnants of the stack defense, but it's his show. We're going to be, you know, there's going to be some 3-4, some stacks, some 4-3. He's very multiple. He's going to change the coverages up. His blitz package is really good. I'm excited to learn from him because it's a system that I've never ran before, so I'm looking forward to it.
Because you've followed Hastings College football over the years, we've had some problems on defense. Other times, we look pretty good, so just a little change up over there.
Yeah, you know, early on, when we changed to the stack, we had some pretty good success, and obviously when we had McKenzie Hemgee and Brian Cowan, we had some pretty good football players, Pete Botkin, and you know, we've kind of fallen back a little bit, and I think if you're not looking as a coach to implement new things or maybe look at different schemes, then you're going to shortchange the kids a little bit. And with Coach Long coming in and his new scheme and his new calls and everything, it's just made the guys even more focused and more hungry. I mean, he had a meeting the other day, and we had about 20 guys in here just watching film, you know, and that's a great thing to see that our kids are hungry. And, you know, I think he's going to be very good.
Now, we implemented a new offense a couple of years ago. It took a while for us to get adapted to that. I think we're still putting in some stuff on the offensive side of the ball. Defense, is that the same sort of thing? Are we going to have to grow with this defense now?
We're going to have to grow with it a little bit. It's still going to be an odd front. So it's not like we're going, you know, from the three front to the four man or the 50. It's still an odd front. You know, you're still going to see some two high, some stuff. You're going to still see some one high. I think the one thing that's going to be really different, though, is our fits. You know, we're not going to be burying our heads up in there because he's going to be able to occupy those offensive linemen a little bit. In that 3-3, those guys got up to those linebackers right now. And Coach Long wants to maintain that front line. He wants to own the real estate up front. And he's going to just ask the guys, make sure you're aligned right. You know, make sure you read your keys, do your responsibilities, and go. And I think it's a lot simpler and it's a lot more consistent and understandable.
Yeah, we're talking with Tony Harper, the head football coach for Hastings College. What is the schedule when the guys come back?
The seniors report on August 12th, and everybody else is back August 13th.
Are you anxious? Anxious, yeah, for the upcoming season?
I tell you what, I'm fired up. You know, working with Coach Long now and learning the new system, I mean, he's a ball of energy. You know, he's a big old boy, too. You know, and it's going to be fun learning something, so I'm fired up. You know, we meet as a staff probably once or twice a week just to go through some things, and we'll do some breakdowns and just having camp, too, you know, that was fun. That kind of got the juices flowing a little bit.
When you guys come back, obviously, you got to get ready for the season, but where's the focus at immediately when you come back?
We got to focus on ourselves. And that's, you know, a lot of times I say the same thing over and over to you, but that's what we really got to do. We got to focus on ourselves. We started off very, you know, very good last year and kind of hit the tough teams and kind of had some injuries and things like that. And I think we kind of like lost focus, and that falls on me as the head coach. We can't worry about what we can't control. We got to only worry about ourselves. And what we got to do is we're going to make our preseason this year the hardest it's ever been. Coach Schultz, our new strength coordinator, he's going to get these boys in shape. And I'm excited to watch him make those guys sweat a little bit. But that's what we got to really start doing a better job of is focusing on ourselves.
The boys will love you for 2 days. I just get that funny feeling.
Oh, yeah. I'm just a happy-go-lucky guy.
Hastings winning 6 straight games to start to last season and lost our last 4. So where are we going to make our biggest jump in next season?
Well, you know, what we expect to do is we expect to make our biggest jump after that second or third game. That's when everything should calm down. We get the jitters out. And I think now if you're looking at it from a scheme standpoint, we're going to have to clean up our special teams. That's number one, first and foremost. Gave up too many big plays and had too many miscues penalties there. Offensively, what we got to be able to do is we got to maintain drives. We can't keep shooting ourselves in the foot. And I know Coach is going to, you know, continue to do that. Defensively, what we got to do is we got to become better tacklers. We got to become more sound. We got to communicate. That's one of Coach Long's big things, communication. It doesn't matter if everybody's wrong as long as they're all wrong together, you know. And those are the three things that we're looking at within the system and scheme itself.
All right, bud, thanks for stopping by. Enjoy the rest of your summer. It's just a matter of time before we're back on the football field again.
Looking forward to it.
Okay, thanks, Gus. Tony Harper, the head coach for Hastings College. Again, you can hear all the Hastings College games home and away throughout the season on 1230 AM KHIS. We're at the Satoma 8-Man All-Star football game today here at Hastings College. The East out on top of the West by a score of 10-0. We've got the second half straight ahead here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.
Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty DeMuth will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
People you know, community people, community people.
Agriculture is America's largest family business. It's more than a business, it's a way of life. We believe in it, we invest in it, we make ag loans. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, community people you know.
Community people, you know.
Get
to CPI Mr. Tire during the Spring Savings Event, because with your purchase of a new set of four qualifying Cooper tires, like the CTS, the Cooper Xeon RS 3S, CS4, and others, you'll earn a Visa prepaid card worth $60 to $80. Hurry in! The sale, like spring, can't last forever. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go to CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has the right tire for you.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field this afternoon. The Satoma 8-man All-Star football game today on Classic. It's 98.9 KKPR. 10-0 to score. The East out on top of the West. And just getting the coach up here and talking a little football. Gets us fired up for the upcoming season, huh?
Well, yeah. I asked him what he was up to other than football. And he said, well, that's really about all I've been doing right now. He said, we just got done with camp. But he said he's going to get into some fishing now for a while, which I don't blame him, because once he gets started – and they get their two-a-days going. They are nonstop all the way through the fall sports season. But just having him up here kind of excites you to see him out on the streets every now and then. And he just always got a little swagger to him. And, you know, I know he's looking forward to this season upcoming. They've got a lot of tremendous kids that they're going to have in camp. And hopefully they can get him in the right positions and get him going. It was a great start to last year. As you said, 6-0 start, and then they kind of stumbled into the meat of their schedule. And we'll see what this year brings. But looking forward to being back doing Bronco football again on Saturdays.
All right, it's the East out on top of the West by a score of 10-0. The teams are back on the field here. I got a field goal of 37 yards from Jack Bailey, making it a 3-0 ball game at the 11:43 mark of the second quarter. And then the only scoring drive that we saw as far as leading to a touchdown was an 8-play, 55-yard drive. And Kyle Vonendorfer out of Humphrey, Lindsay Holy Family, taking in from 3 yards out for the only touchdown in the ball game. 10-0 is the score. Boy, you would think that Nathan Budgeta would be a guy who would be the candidate for the defensive player of the game. But Ryan Clyer from Giltner, he might have something to say about that here as he tries to duplicate what he did in the first half, as he had these 7 tackles for the Western All-Stars out there to lead things in that particular category. So Clyer has had a good ball game so far.
Well, yeah, you know, Budget of the defensive MVP of the Shrine Bowl, and that's playing against the best of the best of the state of Nebraska in 11-man action. I know in watching that ball game, you know, they interviewed Budget. He said it was just a little bit of a change to get focused in and get switched around to the 11-man scheme. But, you know, just a tremendous athlete. Kirk Ferentz is going to have a good product coming out there. I know he's excited. He's going to be out there playing with another local product, Drew Ott, who is out there playing for the Iowa Hawkeyes. So those two will be united. But you go back to Clyer, just a tremendous athlete. Again, not going to play any sports as of our last contacts with any information. Just going to go to school at UNK. But through basketball, qualified all 4 years. They had 2 wins in the D2 state champs this last year, and then also qualified for the Nebraska track and field contest up there at Omaha Burke. So again, Clyer with a outstanding 4 years of high school athleticism. But again, as we talked about in this pregame, all these kids out here are outstanding athletes. That's why they're here, and they're putting on a pretty good show here for the fans.
So Jack Bailey from the Eastern All-Stars will be out to kick the football away to begin this second half. Ty Eiler from O'Neill St. Mary's, he'll drop back deep. They haven't had any chances to return anything today because Bailey's put everything into the end zone on the touchbacks. And see what he does here as he has the peak teed up here at the 40-yard line. Second half is underway. Here comes the kickoff, and they might have a chance at this one as it angles over to the far side, picked up at the 1 yard line. Back to the 5, to the 10 in the center of the field. Out to the 15, comes on the near sideline to the 20. Down the sideline, run out of bounds at the 22-yard line. Returning the ball there is a Brady Kenigi out of Potter Dix as he brings the ball back here for the Western All-Stars. Tackle is made in there by Devin Martini out of Pawnee City.
Yeah, good return there by Kenigi, about 23 yards on the return as we hear the PA address announcer right above us. That's, again, a nice addition here to our booth and setup. Tony Harper, when he walked out, he said that you guys are really going to enjoy that in the upcoming season. I'm looking for my tool belt. We'll see if that's not going to be the fact next year. Ryan Schindler will take the Ross Schindler will take the first snap from center.
As he hands the ball away, squirting through there is going to be a Spencer Gittison out of Elwood as he brings the ball to the 25 to the 30-yard line. So we'll give him a pickup of about 6 yards in a play. I've got one appointment already on my calendar for Monday morning. I'll probably be in the athletic office discussing the addition of the speaker right above the radio broadcast booth. That was a just a tremendous move that they made.
Well, we had troubles with the PA last year, and they've obviously upgraded. It is nice if you're not trying to do a football game. But anyway, a gain of about 6 yards. Bring up a second down and about four for the West.
Here's a Schindler again. He hands the ball away, squirting through there again for a couple of yards. Onto the 35-yard line is going to be Luke Glenn. Luke Glenn, the running back out of Shelton, Nebraska. Robbie Androina out of Exeter Milligan into the stop there, but that's a pickup. Enough for a first down as they bring the ball out here to the 36-yard line. First down and 10. Normally, tradition in this game is things become very vanilla in the second half of play. Kind of the adrenaline of playing in an all-star game is worn off by now, and the guys are just looking to get to the end of this thing. So we'll see probably the ball on the ground a lot here in this second half of play. Here's a little counter play at the 40-yard line out to about the 41. Running the football there was Luke Glennigan as he comes up to the 41. We'll give him a pickup of about 5 yards in the play. Alec Wilson into the stop there. He's a 5'10", 197-pounder out of Bloomfield, Nebraska.
Well, we'll see if the West can get anything going offensively. Already 17 yards on three carries. That almost doubles their offensive output on the ground in that first half as they're facing a second down and about five here from the 40-yard line.
Man goes in motion, and now Schindler wants to run the ball. He's going to be stopped immediately. Gets back to the line of scrimmage, and then there again is going to be Robbie Androina out of Exeter Milligan. So Schindler didn't have anywhere to go as he's dropped immediately on the play. It's going to bring up a third down. No gain on that last play. Third down and still about 5 yards to go. Clock is running. We're in the third quarter. It's a 10-0 ball game. The East is out on top of the West. All the scoring so far has been in the second period.
Talk about Androia. 62 solo tackles, 88 assisted for Exeter Milligan on the season.
Third down and 5 yards to go. Here's Ross Schindler with his hands under center. A counter play again, running to the far side is Spencer Guinness in across the 45, out here to the 47-yard line. That's the first down. So this is starting to look like a pretty good drive here as they keep the ball on the ground, the Western All-Stars. Alec Wilson again making the stop for the Eastern All-Stars, but the West has moved the ball out here to about the 47. That's going to bring a first down here. So right in the center of that big red H out there here at Lloyd Wilson Field.
Yeah, and by far their best offensive output of the ball game. Five carries, 23 yards, no pass attempts for the West. And here comes the first down call.
All right, it's going to be, once again, Schindler handing the ball away across the 50-yard line down here to the 45, just pounding the ball here. They move the ball down to the 45-yard line. Another pickup of 8 yards into play by Luke Glenn, the running back out of Shelton. Colton Tomka into the stop there from Clarkson. But Glenn, he picks up nice running room there, and now the offensive line starting to tank over here. Second down and 4 yards to go. Nathan Budget is in the ball game. I'll tell you what, the offensive line for the Western All-Stars is doing a good job against him right now. Budget is playing a nose guard right in the center of the field there. Here comes a man in motion again to the near side. They hand the ball away. Busting through there is going to be Spencer Gittison across the 45, down here to the 42-yard line. Leans forward to the 41. That's another first down. And Bungida, just as we mentioned his name, he picks up the tackle there. Nathan Bungida, 275 pounds. He is 6'2", and he is all meat. We saw him in camp this week.
Yeah, he is tremendous. And, again, we've talked about it all day, going to Iowa to play football over there for Kirk Ferentz. But, again, watched him, keyed on him there, met his man in the hole, then did a spin move. And for a guy that big to do a spin move and then get a hold of the ball carrier is tremendous. He brings the ball carrier down, but not after a first down. Ball at the 41, first and 10 for the West.
All right, moving left to right. Here's a handoff again to Glenn. He kind of slips, and now he's going to be swarmed under. A loss of a yard on the play. That's Blake Strenker out of Humphrey making the stop there. So a yard loss or so as they move the ball back here to about the 42. Second down and 11 yards to go. Clock is running. We're at the 8:19 mark of the third quarter. It's a 10-0 ball game. The East out on top of the West today in the Satoma 8-man All-Star football game. The West is trying to win their sixth straight game here in the series. Second down and 11 yards to go. The ball is at the 42-yard line in the East. The West moving the football. Here's Schindler. Drops back to throw. He's under pressure. Schindler chucks it. Now runs it to the near side. He's run out of bounds over here at about the 40-yard line. Running him out was Blake Strecker again. He gets back maybe to the original line of scrimmage. Give him a yard to the 40-yard line. So now it's third down and about nine. So third and nine. They wanted to throw the football there. They haven't thrown a whole lot of passes here in this ball game today.
Just nine passes. They were all in the first half. The last pass was an interception from Tyler Schnitzler. But, again, no pass attempts here on this first drive of the second half. It's all been on the ground, 35 yards on this drive, and they've got the football down just inside the nose of it, just inside the 40.
All right, one running back behind Schindler. He drops back to throw. He's under pressure. He swings it out there. The ball's going to be caught. That's going to be Glenn again at the 40, down to 35 to the 30, And he is brought down very close to a first down. So they just swing it out there. They're Luke Glenn, the running back out of Shelton. And again, Robbie Androida making a stop there from Exeter Milligan. A completed pass from Schindler to Luke Glenn. They move the ball down to about the 31. And now they're going to bring in the chains off of the far side, I think, for a measurement. Yes, very close to the first down stakes. Well, here's Gino again with his X-ray vision. He says he's going to be just short of a first down as they stretch out the chains here. And they will stretch it out. The officials look, and they're going to give him a first down. He's a little rusty.
I knew over the year their eyesight couldn't stay that good.
7:44 remaining here in the second quarter, actually third quarter. The Western All-Stars, they're trying to get back into the ball game. They're trailing by a score of 10-0. And this game was 47-22 last year. It was a track meet just up and down the field. So far, defense has really dominated this ball game, but the West trying to get something going here early in this third quarter. Here's Glenn again, dancing his way in the hole across the 30, down to about the 28-yard line. Tackle is made in there. Making the stop was Luke Christensen from Brooding Davenport Shickley and also Nathan Budgeda. Second down and about 8 yards to go. We'll give them 2 yards as they move the ball down to about the 28.5-yard line.
Tell you what, that's been the Luke Glenn show here in the third quarter. Glenn with 5 carries, 19 yards on this drive. He has the lone reception, and that went for 9 yards. And they've already put together 4 first downs on this drive as they got the football now inside the 30-yard line down to 29, second down and about 9.
Here's a Schindler, hands the ball away on a counter play, and that's going nowhere. They're trying to get outside, trying to run the football into the near side. I think it was Glenn again, yeah. He is wrapped up and thrown down by Colton Tomka. Tomka had that baby smelled out from the snap, Jimmy. He was out there just waiting on Glenn, and he throws him for a couple yards loss.
Tomka was on the right side of the defensive formation, had to come across the field, but made the good move to get through that line of scrimmage and was able to bring down Glenn, the ball carrier, for a couple yard loss. So they'll spot it back at the original line of scrimmage. It'll be a third down call here, 3rd and 10 for the West squad.
All right, working from our left to our right, north to south here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Now they're going to be in the spread set here as they're waiting for the snap. That's a Ross Schindler. He's just going to take the ball himself. He's across the 30. He's at the 25. Spins forward down to about the 22-yard line. So they spread the field. Looked like a passing situation there. But then Ross Schindler, the quarterback, just goes straight ahead, makes a nice couple of moves there as they move the ball down to about the 22. They'll give him a pickup of 8 yards in the play. Now it's 4th down and 2. Strucker is again into the stop there. Blake Strucker. He's out of Humphrey and on the stop for the Eastern All-Stars.
And a good bit of running there by Schindler. Took it off the right side. Seen a opening there in the middle. And just able to make the crease. Pick up nearly 9. 4th and short. They'll go for it here.
All right. 4th down at about a yard as they just go straight ahead with a quarterback sneak there. That's Schindler carrying the ball. Schindler approaches the 20-yard line. If they give him the 20, that should be more than enough for a first down. And stacking them down there, and they're going to put the nose of the football right at the 20. That's the first down. So they convert on a 4th down situation. Now the West starting to make things interesting here, Jimmy. It's a 10-0 ball game. The East is out on top, but we got 5:20. They've had the ball the entire third quarter so far.
Yeah, this has been a 14-play drive, one pass play of 9 yards, 13 on the ground for 45. They put together 5 first downs, and they've got the nose of the football just inside the 20-yard line.
All right, Schindler has got an unbalanced line. The power is off to the right side. He wants to drop back to throw. He does. He throws it back the other way, and it's incomplete. Way off of the mark there. I don't know if there was miscommunication or what, but it was not a very good pass thrown down there at about the 10-yard line. Tyson Howard was a guy out on the pattern there for the Western All-Stars. He's brought listed as a quarterback on the roster, but he was out on the pattern there. He's out of Ansley Litchfield. He was the intended receiver down around the 10-yard line.
Over my days of broadcasting, I've seen some big quarterbacks listed, but 6'2", 240, he'd go in the books as a 1-2. Wearing number 52, you see all kinds of things in these All-Star games. But, again, the pass falls incomplete, brings up 2nd down and 10.
Nose of the football again is right at the 20-yard line. Schindler fakes the handoff. Now he takes it upfield himself. He's across the 20 down to about the 16-yard line. So Ross Schindler carrying the ball for about 4 yards. Nathan Budgeted again into the stop there out of Howell's Dodge. Now he's starting to make his presence known as some of those guys might be starting to wear down and Budgeted. He's not budging, I'll tell you. He's a strong boy in there. He might be wearing down that offensive line a little bit.
Tell you what, you watched him in the Shrine Bowl game. He played a lot in that game, was announced the defensive MVP with all the, like I said, the Class A likes. and that just a tremendous product. Has a couple of brothers. Michael played at Wayne State. Stephen played at South Dakota State. And Nathan, he's going to Iowa, as we have said. But they've had two guys on him pretty much the whole game, but he's starting to get free, and their guys are starting to wear down.
This has been a long series, and now Tyler Schnitzler is going to come into the ball game to a quarterback, as Ross Schindler might be out of gas there. Tyler Schnitzler into the ball game. Now he's going to hand the ball away. That's Glenn. He finds a little bit of a seam, powers it across the 15-yard line, still on his feet down here at the 11, and falls forward to about the 10. That's going to be a very close to a first down. Robbie Androini again into the stop from out of the Exeter Milligan. They're going to spot the football. They're going to say his knee went down here, Jimmy, at about the 12. So, again, the Western All-Stars will be looking at a fourth down situation here at the about the 11.5. Clock is running at the 3:54 mark. And now what we do here, we're going to go for, looks like they're going to go for it with Schnitzler in the shotgun set. Wide receivers all over the place. Two to the left, two to the right. Schnitzler's got the ball. He drops back to throw. He throws out there. It's going to be caught at the 10-yard line. He's at the 5. He's into the end zone for the touchdown. Josh Vinton. Josh Vinton at 6'3", 250 pounds out of Mullen, makes the reception there for the Western All-Stars. So they spread two wide receivers to the left, two wide receivers to the right. They put Schnitzler in the gun, and big old Josh Vinton, he sneaks out there and grabs the touchdown pass, takes it into the end zone for the score, and all of a sudden it's a 10-6 ball game.
6'3", 250-pound receiver on the loose. Get out of the road. The moose is loose. He takes it in from 12 yards out. A nice pass by Tyler Schnitzler. A lot of time back there to throw the football, and now it'll be the big guy in there, Tyson Howard, to do the point after duties.
All right, Schnitzler is going to hold. Ball is down. The kick is up, and the point after touchdown goes sailing off of the right side. It is no good. The PAT is no good. 3 minutes and 35 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break. The score now is the East 10 and the West 6.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska, with a location near you.
Advantage Chevrolet Buick.
Is my daddy there yet?
Well, was he coming here?
He's going to buy a gift for me to give my mom.
And you've got one smart dad. We've got lots of Chevrolets and Buicks at affordable prices.
What's affordable mean?
Well, how much did you have to spend?
$2.52 in coupon cash.
I'm sure we can help him find the perfect gift.
Think you're so affordable.
The first place you think of, the last place you'll stop. Advantage Chevrolet Buick, 1111 M Street in Aurora. Chevy runs deep.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, 19, well, it's 19 Brady Brewster back there, and 13 Nick Miller dropping back deep for the Eastern All-Stars. 10-6 is the score now after 10 points all by the East in the second quarter. The West has come back down, making an interesting ball game here on the 11-yard touchdown pass thrown on that last drive. Here's the kickoff. Nick Miller is going to bring the ball back across the 15, out to the 17-yard line, and down he goes. Nick Miller bringing the ball back. Zach Crowley down there in coverage for the Western All-Stars. So an 18-play, 76-yard drive for the Western All-Stars. Basically, everything on the ground until they got to the sniff of the end zone there. They throw a touchdown pass, and they're right back into the ball game. It's a 10-6 game.
Yeah, their yardage in the first half on the ground unofficially was 11 yards. Now they got 55 in just one drive. Able to put together a nice drive there, throwing the football three times. But now it's the East squad coming on the field. They got the football at the 19-yard line.
Well, check, the quarterback is going to be a Tanner Fate again as he hands the ball away across the 25 out here to the 29-yard line. So they continue to run the ball, Tanner Fate. And now we got the man down.
That is Tanner.
Nate Nelson. Nate Nelson is the guy who made the tackle down there. At about the 29, and again, this is the last thing you want to see in an All-Star game, and that's an injury. We're down to the 3 minute and 13 second mark here in the third quarter in this 10-6 ball game, and we've got an injury timeout. So we'll take a break here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. You're listening to the Sertoma 8-man All-Star football game on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
All right, we're back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. It is Tanner Fate, the quarterback that's coming here to Hastings College this fall. He's going to be helped off with the field here. His new coach, Tony Harper, is on the far sidelines watching on as Tanner Fate is helped to the field here. The quarterback we talked about during the halftime show with a coach from High Plains Community. He runs the football on that last play, brings it to the 30-yard line. Had a nice gain, and he was slammed to the turf, and he's going to be replaced out there now for the Eastern All-Stars.
Yeah, that's one thing, like you said, you hate to see in an All-Star game with these kids looking to go on and to pursue a college career in sports, and boy, an injury, just the last thing you want to see.
There's a Marcus Clausen. He's going to be the quarterback now as he hands the ball away to Jake Touchstone, and he brings the ball for a couple of yards. Ryan Clyer in on the stop again for the Western All-Stars. So it's a 10-6 ball game now. We're in the third quarter here of the 36th annual Sertoma 8-Man All-Star football game. 10-6. Now the Eastern All-Stars trying to counter the scoring 18-play, 76-yard drive that the West was able to put together. East coming to the near side hash mark on a second down and six situation. Football right at the 34-yard line. Clausen, he pitches the ball back. There's a fumble out there. The ball is running loose. It's out of bounds. And now we got a penalty flag down on the far side. So we're going to have a penalty here. The ball was down on the turf, bouncing along the ground there on the fumbled pitch play to the far side of the field. And now the officials will meet over there at about the 35-yard line.
I was beginning to wonder if they actually had flags on them today.
Yeah, I don't think we had it.
I don't think we have had a penalty. I think that's the first one.
According to our official statistics here.
Yeah, I don't have any.
And here comes the call. And obviously, the officials, I don't know if they're wired up today or not. It's going to be an illegal batting of the ball, I think, for the Eastern All-Stars as they try to knock the ball out of bounds over there on the far sideline. So an illegal batting of the ball, I think, is what the indication is. So they're going to bring the ball back to the 31-yard line, the first penalty of the day.
I think that was Austin Ruskamp who was trying to get to the pitch. It was an errant pitch from the quarterback into the ball game and just simply put his hand out there, tried to get it out of bounds. And that is where the flag was thrown right there from the far line, Judge. It'll be second down now. Second down, we'll call it 9.
Marcus Clausen out of Wausau. He wants to throw the football. He's going to be hit and spun down back here. A loss in the play. Back at the 24-yard line. A huge loss of 6 yards as Marcus Clausen from Wausau is hit down by Zach Crowley out of Elm Creek. A loss all the way back to the 24. And now it's third down and a mile and a half to go here for the Eastern All-Stars.
Well, and the penetration was tremendous up the middle of the field. Clausen really had nowhere to go, just running for his life, and was brought down by the back of the jersey. And again, a huge loss. They bring the football all the way back to the 25-yard line, bring up third down, and they got to go 16 yards. They got to get the nose of the football past the 41 for a first.
Here's Clausen wants to air it out down the near sideline. Just throws it up there, and it's going to be incomplete. The intended receiver was Ruskamp, but a couple of green jerseys back there. And now the Eastern All-Stars, Jimmy, will have to punt the football away here. Ryan Clyer again back there in coverage for the Western All-Stars. 10-6 is the score. The East has got the lead, but now the West going to get the ball back. They have held the ball a long time during this third quarter. 18 plays, 76 yards on their scoring drive. Took it all the way down to the 3:35 mark. Now the East has used up 2 minutes here in the third quarter. And guess what? The West is going to get the ball back again.
Ty Eiler, the little guy from St. Mary's, 160 pounds, will be back deep. He'll stand at about his own 37-yard line to field this punt.
All right, here comes the punt off of the foot of Cole Arnett. Comes down to the 35. Eiler brings it back to the 40-yard line, down the sideline, 45. He reaches midfield, and out of bounds he goes. So that's where the Western All-Stars will start, right at the midfield stripe here. 61 seconds to play here in the third quarter. You're listening to the Satomi 8-Man All-Star football game today on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island. So the Western All-Stars, after putting together a nice drive on their last time they had the ball, they've got her back here at the 50-yard line, trailing in the ball game by a score of 10-6. It's the West, Jimmy, trying to extend their streak to six wins here in the series, and now they've got a chance to grab the lead for the first time here this afternoon. They can get in the end zone. There they come right back to that running play with Luke Glenn on that little counter. This time, the Eastern All-Stars waiting for him as Robbie Androida out of Exeter Milligan making the stop there. He's waiting for him that time. Coach may be going to the wall a little bit too much here. We've seen that play numerous times here in the second half. A little counter play over here to Luke Glenn, and that time Androida was waiting for him as they came to the left side hash mark. So a loss of a yard in the play, second down and 11. We're inside 30 seconds to play in the third quarter. In there at quarterback is going to be Schnitzler again. As he's got the ball, he fakes the handoff, wants to run it himself, and he's not going far. He's hitting down, he goes. Did not get back to the original line of scrimmage as Schnitzler is thrown down into play. At about the 47, Nathan Budgeta in the stop again, the product out of Howell's Dodge.
Boy, he is just a man up there on front. There's three men up front, a couple of them trying to seal off Budgeta, but they're not able to get it done. He was able to stick his nose in there, and Stitzler nowhere to run. That was another loss of about 1 yard. That's going to bring up the end of the third quarter. It'll be a third down and long. The West All-Stars will be faced when we come back.
All right, 1 quarter to go in the Satomi Man All-Star football game. The score after three, it's the East 10 and the West 6.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Filled your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
You're listening to the Satomi Man All-Star football game today here on Classic. It's 98.9 KKPR with the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field. Third down, 13 yards to go as we start quarter number four here this afternoon. Tyler Schnitzler has got the ball. Schnitzler winds up, throws the ball downfield, and it's going to be intercepted in the center of the field. He had a man out there, and then he dropped it. It looked like it was an interception. He came down and dropped the football. That was Devin Martini back there from Pawnee City. Nearly had a pick. Ball's incomplete, and that's going to bring up a fourth down situation now. Fourth down and 13 yards to go. The football is on the West 47-yard line. So it looks like they're going to be in punt formation now, although Schnitzler is also the punter. You wouldn't think that head coach Troy Kleffner from Spalding Academy would try anything, and now he does. Schnitzler takes off down the sideline, 50, 40. He's at the 35 to the 30, still on his feet to the 25-yard line. He's out of bounds. I just had a funny feeling there, Jimmy. You've got your quarterback in there as a punter. You haven't done anything all day today. Why not try something tricky? And right there, a fake punt. Tyler Schnitzler from Kennesaw has got the first down and more.
Brady Bester back deep for the East All-Stars. He was the guy that was able to come up and run Schnitzler out of bounds. But again, Schnitzler, a tremendous athlete, just takes the football and goes off the right side. Nobody out there. He had to pick up about 12 yards for the first. He picks up 28. On the gain, it takes the football down inside the 25-yard line. Now the West squad moving the ball inside the 25. They've got a first and 10.
All right, Schnitzler stays in there. Here's a handoff. That little counter play. He's got some running room out here, 25 to the 20, down to about the 17-yard line. Running the football there for the Western All-Stars with Spencer Gittison out of Elwood. Tackle is made in there by Nick Miller out of Hardington. That was a pickup on the play. of about, 7 yards? We'll call it second down and three as they have moved the ball down in between the 17 and the 18-yard line. The Western All-Stars on the move.
Well, it's been all West here in the second half. After the first half, only 41 total yards. They've got 115 now, not counting the fourth quarter numbers. And a East squad through three quarters of play, 36 through the air, 75 on the ground, 111. And we're looking at a second down and short here for the West.
All right, Schnitzler up under center, hands the ball away again, countering to the other side now. 15 down to about the 12-yard line. That's a Brady Kniggy out of Powder Dix running the ball there. He's got the first down as he takes it down about the 11-yard line. So they bring it down to about the 11, where it's going to bring up a first and 10. Clock is running. We're in the final quarter here, 10 minutes and 24 seconds to play in the ball game. The West trying to push a go-ahead touchdown on the board here this afternoon. It's a 10-6 ball game. The East out on top with the West knocking on touchdown door. They've got the ball at the 11-yard line. There's a Schnitzler up under center again. He fakes the handoff. Now he does give it away. That's going to be Glenn carrying the ball down inside the 10, down around the 5-yard line as he takes the ball down there. He's dropped on the play down around the 5. Tackle is made in there by Brady Brewster again. He's out of Howell's Dodge. So they're going to put the football down in between the 6 and the 7-yard line. The West moving from our right to our left here in the fourth and final quarter. That's south to north here at Lloyd Wilson Field. We got Tyler Schnitzler, hands under center again, looking over the defense. He's got the ball, gets the ball to Glenn. He's trying to get outside, and down he goes. Back around the 5-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Carlin Kreinert. Kreinert is out of Osmond High School. Nice play in the defensive side of the ball right there. So now it's third down at about 7 yards to go here at the 10-yard line. And now that missed extra point is glooming real large here, Jimmy, because you can't go for the field goal. You get within one. And we're in the fourth quarter at the 9-minute mark here.
Well, we'll see what Sitzler has here. He's still going to stay in there, quarterback. He's going to be in the shotgun formation here. The offense just kind of all stacked up around the line of scrimmage.
All right, Schnitzler has got the ball. He's going to fake it. Now he's going to be hitting. Down he goes. I don't know if that was a broken play or what, but Tyler Schnitzler is dropped after a couple of yard loss back there. Back here at about the 14-yard line, Robbie Andruina again in on the stop. He has had a good second half for the Eastern All-Stars. Now we got a timeout called here. So we're down to 8 minutes and 34 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, we've got a timeout. We'll take a break. The score is the East 10 and the West 6.
A few years ago, we decided as a company to drop the big franchise name so that we could invest the franchise dollars locally in the good things Kearney has to offer. And in that, I mean the people and what we do for each other. This is Tim Norwood with NP Realty.
NP Realty wants to welcome the Shrine Bowl to their new home in Kearney and say congratulations to all the All-Stars playing in today's game.
NP Realty, developing dreams.
Mike Will, Jim Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lloyd Wilson Field down to 8 minutes and 33 seconds to play here in the Satoma 8-man All-Star football game. 10-6 is the score. The East is out on top, but the West looking at a very important play. It's fourth down and 11 yards to go. The football is sitting at about the 14-yard line. West trying to take the lead for the first time here this afternoon.
Well, this West has owned the second half of play. The East only with 9 yards of total offense in the second half of football. It's been a big, big drive, but we're going to see what the West has here. Players all over the field with for Tyler Schnitzler.
All right, Schnitzler, he drops back to throw again, looking. Now he's flushed out of the pocket, throws it near side. It's going to be caught here inside the 10-yard line, down to about the 5. And again, they go back to big old Josh Benton. Now we got a late penalty flag down there at the 5-yard line way after the play. That was a completed pass down around the 5-yard line, which was going to be short of a first down by a couple of yards. But then a late penalty flag comes out. This is only our second penalty of the day as the officials meet down there. I think it was a late hit after the whistle.
Well, and the big wide receiver, Howard down there, Josh Vinton, who caught the touchdown earlier.
That was the same formation that they showed at the other end, and they get it to Vinton. And that time he couldn't quite get in the end zone, but we got the penalty flag down here at the 5-yard line.
He was going to be short of the first down. Now we see the East squad trotting off to the sidelines.
All right, it's going to be a personal foul, late hit. That's after the play. That was on the Eastern All-Stars. All right, so we're gonna, they did not get the first down, so a big play goes awry there for the Western All-Stars as they try to come back to the exact same play that they ran for a touchdown here at the other end. That time, Schnitzler went to Josh Vinton, the big guy at 250 pounds on a Mullen, did not quite get to the end zone, and then the penalty flag came down at the five-yard line. So let's sort this thing out, sort things out there. There's the indication, again, a dead ball foul.
Was against the West.
All right, they'll figure out. The guys are a little rusty, Jimmy. It's the off season for these guys, so they signaled the wrong way, and now they've got things figured out. They're going to bring the ball out to the 20-yard line. So it was a penalty. It was a penalty on the Western All-Stars. They were trying to get in the end zone and had a late hit at the 5-yard line after the play. So they mark off the 15-yard penalty, and now the East will take over first and 10 on their own 20. Now they can run the clock here if they can get a couple of first downs. They hand the ball away. They get to about the 21-yard line, and that's all she wrote there. Running the football was Jake Touchstone from Lord Central Catholic. Tyler Dahlgren out of Bertrand making the stop there for the Western All-Stars. Now if you're West head coach Troy Kleffner, you're going to have your defense stop here. The time is ticking away. We're down to 7 minutes and 37 seconds to play. You're in the fourth quarter. Your team needs the ball back on the eastern side, and their head coach, Gerald Humlechek, he just wants to keep the pig on the ground here, Jimmy, and grind out a couple of first downs, and they'll be able to get out of here and break that five-game losing streak in the series.
They were able to do that in the first half. It's been tough going here in the second.
There's Marcus Claussen handing the ball away again right in the center of the field. Now the ball squirts loose, but it was after the play. Well, he was blown dead there at the 25, and all of a sudden the ball came loose. That was Kyle Fonendorfer again. Tyler Dahlgren into the stop. Fonendorfer had a Lindsay Holy Family had a touchdown for the Eastern All-Stars in the second quarter. In fact, the East scored all 10 of their points in the second period. It's a 10-6 ball game. In 2011, it was a 7-0 ball game, so it's not the lowest scoring game of this series, but certainly it will go down as one of the lowest scoring games in the 36 years that we have played this thing. Here's a Klaassen. He's trying to get outside, and he just throws the ball as he's being pressured from behind. Throws it down the near sideline. That's a Dalton Bender from Kennesaw who is giving chase there as Marcus Claussen just got rid of it as he came to the near sideline. Really not throwing the ball at anybody, Jimmy, just trying to get rid of it because Bender, he was in hot pursuit from the back.
Yeah, a lot of pressure coming from the west from the backside. So they get the stop, going to bring up fourth down. So the East is going to have to punt, and that'll be Cole Arnett dropping back to punt. And I believe is that Ty Eiler yep. back deep for the West All-Stars. He'll stand just inside the 40. And now we got a bad snap.
And here's the kick. He picks it back up and gets it downfield. And it's going to be blown dead here at the 39-yard line. So Arnett, Cole Arnett, it was a bad snap. Cole Arnett, he picks her back up and he gets the punt away. It's going to be touched here at the 39-yard line. But I think we have a penalty flag. Yes, we do. A penalty flag is down. As the officials are trying to unsort this thing. So after a penalty-free first three quarters, we've seen the penalty flag down a couple of times here in the fourth. It's going to be a holding call there, and it's going to be declined. So a holding call on the Eastern All-Stars on the play. They get pretty good field position here. So they're going to have the football at the 39. The West will have the ball at the East 39-yard line after that poor kick.
Well, and my officiating buddy on the far sidelines has found out he's got one. He's thrown all three flags. Leave the name anonymous, but he's finally realized he still has that flag. It's washed and fresh and ready to go for the season. But now the West looking to try to take the lead in this ball game. They got the ball at the 39-yard line.
We're down to 6 minutes to play here. Here's Schnitzler. He's got the ball. Rolls right. He throws the ball wide open at the 20-yard line. 15 down to the 10. He's knocked out of bounds. A man wide open on the far sideline grabbing the ball was Brady Kniggy out of Potter Dix, as he gets the pass completed there from his quarterback, Tyler Schnitzler. And I don't know what happened. It had to be a broken coverage, Jimmy, because being the physique that you got, you could have stumbled down there.
Well, I've got some great hands, not the speed as Kniggy did, but boy, what a busted play there defensively by the East squad. Again, Schnitzler just set back in the pocket, threw it downfield. Kniggy got it about the 25 and took it all the way down inside the 10. They'll spot it at the 5. First and goal here for the West squad. Schnitzler under center.
He hands the ball away. That's going to be Glenn picking his way to the 4-yard line, and down he goes. Luke Glenn takes it from the 5 down inside the 4. They'll spot it about the 3.5. So Luke Glenn carrying the ball there. He's done most of the heavy load here as far as rushing is concerned. 5'10", 180-pounder out of Shelton. And now the Western All-Stars, Jimmy, with 5:35 to play here in the fourth quarter, has got the football down here at the three-yard line, trying to take the lead for the first time here this afternoon. There's a handoff again on the counterplay to Glenn. He takes it into the end zone for that touchdown. 5 minutes and 23 seconds to play. Glenn takes it in for the touchdown from 3 yards out. And now the Western All-Stars have the lead for the first time this afternoon at 12-10.
And the West just crossed up the East a little bit. Glenn was lined up on the left side of the formation, just coming and took the reverse handoff from the quarterback Schnitzler, then cut it right up the middle, right beside Budgeta. That was kind of a shocker there. But anyway, Glenn takes it in. That's 11 carries, 35 yards, and the 3-yard touchdown. And now the West All-Stars are on top 12-10. It'll be Schnitzler in for the point after here. Actually, they'll go for the 2 points here.
All right, Schnitzler's got the ball. He backs up as he throws it now in the center of the end zone. It's going to be knocked down at the last second. So they go for the 2-point conversion. It is knocked down. The intended receiver there for the Eastern All-Stars was going to be Nate Nelson. Devin Martini was the guy who knocked it down. He's from Pawnee City. So the 2-point conversion is no good. So we got a 2-point ball game here. 5 minutes and 23 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. It's now the West 12 and the East 10.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Cully Pipe and Steel Supply has been serving Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and the greater Midwest since 1946. 65 years of service. The Plumbing Showroom is a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply with a full line of kitchen and bath products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, stop at the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., evenings and Saturdays by appointment. Cully Pipe and Steel Supply and the Plumbing Showroom, both on West South Street in Hastings.
All right, Jack Bailey just thumps another one out of the end zone there for the...
I knew you were going to mess it up sooner or later. That was Tyler Schnitzler doing the kicking duties. Since the West All-Stars scored, usually the West guys will kick off.
After I said that, I said, wait a minute, they just scored. I guess that can't be here.
Yeah. So Schnitzler boots it out of the end zone. The East All-Stars will have it at the 20-yard line. They find themselves trailing now 12-10, 5:20 clock moving here in the fourth quarter.
This is the first time today they have trailed here in the contest. In there at quarterback now is going to be Lane Scheidel out of Falls City Sacred Heart as he hands the ball away for a yard or two as he brings the ball up to about the 22. They don't have a lot of time here. The clock is running. We're going to be inside 5 minutes to play when they snap the ball the next time. They got 80 yards to go. They reach the end zone.
Well, there's a lot of wild stuff that can happen in eight-man all-star games. They score as many points sometimes as basketball teams do. We'll see what happens. But precious seconds ticking off this clock.
Here's a Scheinle. He's going to hand the ball away again, and he did not get back to the line of scrimmage there. Waiting for him in the hole there. We'll check the running back situation again. They've been shuttling guys all afternoon long. Running the football there for the Western All-Stars was Bailey, Jack Bailey in there now. Remember, Bailey... He's got that tremendous leg, so, and it's a 2-point ball game, so Mr. Bailey might have something to say about that here.
They'll have to get her down there pretty deep into this. Actually, the breeze is pretty much stopped. The flag's not really moving a whole lot.
Third down.
Big play here for the East All-Stars.
Third down and 7 yards to go. Scheidel is up there, man, moving up there, but no penalty flag. Scheidel drops back to throw. He's under pressure. He's still looking. He's trying to get rid of it. Now down he goes. Saddle is thrown for a loss and busting through there and knocking him down is going to be Cannon Janicek out of Alma. Janicek was a late addition to the roster for the Western All-Stars, took to replace Blake Anderson from Elgin Pope John, who could not attend today. So Cannon Janicek out of Alma, a late addition. He gets a tackle and a big tackle there on a third down call.
Yeah, scrambling quarterback just looking for somebody downfield, but good coverage by the West All-Stars now. The East is lined up to at least punt, and it'll be Eiler back deep at his own 40 to receive the punt.
All right, here's the snap, and they bobble the ball again. Now they pick it up, and they're going to kick it downfield, and it's going to bounce here at the 47-yard line across the 45, and it's going to roll dead down here at about the 43. But now the Western All-Stars will have the football, Jimmy, in 3 minutes and 11 seconds to play in this football game. A couple of first downs, that's going to be all she wrote here. The Western All-Stars have got the lead, looking to extend the winning streak here in the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football Classic to 6 games, which would match the longest winning streak either team has enjoyed. The East won 6 games from 2000 to 2005. Then the West won 1 game, and then the East won a game, and then the West has dominated ever since then.
Tyler Snitchell will be in there at quarterback again. He got the message from the head coach, and he's up under center here, first down call.
All right, Snitchell is going to hand the ball away. Obviously, they'll try to keep things on the ground here. They angle off to the left side as they move it for about a yard, carrying the ball there for the Western All-Stars with Spencer Gittison. Luke Christensen in on the stop there for the Eastern All-Stars. Luke Christensen, he's going to continue his college pursuit here, and he's going to play baseball next year at Nebraska Kearney. He's playing, obviously, his last football game here today, but he'll go to Nebraska Kearney next year and play baseball for head coach Damon Day and the Lopers. Second down and 9 yards to go. Football is at the 43-yard line. That is the West 43, and they're going to let the time tick away here. Going to wait until the very last second to snap the ball. Schnitzler has got it, hands the ball away to Glenn. Glenn is wrapped up and down he goes. A loss back here to the 40-yard line, a loss of about 3 yards. Tackle is made in there by Robbie Andoina of Exeter Milligan. He's got 11 tackles in this ball game, Jimmy. He's had a good day today, and obviously a candidate for the Defensive Player of the Game honors here. We have on the other side Ryan Clyers out of Giltner. He has got 8 tackles so far. Now we've got a timeout with 2 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score, the West 12 and the East 10.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here in Hastings at the Osborne Sports Complex. The Sertoma 8-Man All-Star football game today. 12-10 is the score. The Western All-Stars have got the lead over the East. The East did all their scoring in the second quarter, and they have not done too much since then, Jimmy, offensively.
No, they really haven't. The West has done a great job defensively again, but we got a big third down call here. Schnitzler up under center on third down and about 12.
Schnitzler fakes the ball. Now he's going to take it to the outside. He wants to run it himself, and down he goes. Did not quite get to the sideline, and Schnitzler is brought down into play, a yard loss. That's a John Weezer into the stop there. He's out of Humphrey St. Francis. So now the Western All-Stars will have to probably punt the football away here on fourth down and 13 yards to go. We got another timeout at the 2:05 mark. So the East trailing by 2 points in the ball game. They're going to get the football back with just under 2 minutes to play in this contest.
It'll be interesting to see what the East squad comes up with. They're obviously going to get the football back. And again, we talked about the big leg of Jack Bailey, number 47. Did a great job kicking in that first half. Hasn't had any opportunity because the West has stymied the East here in the second half. We'll see what happens. It's going to be interesting. 2:05 is on the clock. They're not going to have a lot of time to operate. We'll see what the East squad comes up with in Jared Humlicek, the head coach from Shelby Rising City.
So the guys from the 8-man football committee are meeting just to our right now. They'll figure out the offensive and defensive players of the game, most valuable players in this contest today. Well, a lot of good defensive candidates today. We've got a timeout. We'll just keep it right here because here comes the teams off of the sidelines. It's fourth down and 13 yards to go. 2 minutes and 5 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. A 12-10 ball game. The Western All-Stars have got the lead. Schnitzler will be in the ball game to punt. He will stand at his own 30-yard line, and dropping back deep back here for the Eastern All-Stars is going to be Nick Miller. Schnitzler gets it away. Miller looks up. Miller grabs the ball here at the 15-yard line. He's back to the 20. Miller is back to the 23, and down he goes. That's Schnitzler in on the stop, so he punts the ball. Then he's back at the other end to make the stop there. Dalton Bender also down there for the Western All-Stars. Dalton Bender from Kennesaw in on the stop there. Not Schnitzler. He was not down there. It was Dalton Bender on the stop there. I saw the Kennesaw Blue Devil helmets. So now the Eastern All-Stars, they have got the ball back, but they've got just a minute and 45 seconds to play. A minute and 45 seconds to play. They need just a field goal. here in this one. It's a 12-10 ball game. So we'll check the quarterback situation again. They've rotated a lot of guys in there on a first down and 10. As they set things up, Wayne Steinle is going to be in there. He passes the ball downfield. Did he hang on to it? Yes, he did at the 39-yard line, making a sliding catch here at the 39. That's John Weezer in on the stop there. Actually, John Weezer in the reception for the Eastern All-Stars out here at the 39-yard line, makes a sliding catch. So now we're down to a minute and 40 seconds to play. Clock is running here. East with the ball on their own 39, needing just a field goal to win this ball game. Here's a Shinel again. He turns and hands the ball away across the 40 out to the 43-yard line. Running the football there for the Eastern All-Stars and popping up. It's going to be Jake Touchstone. Ryan Clyre in on the stop there for the Western All-Stars. So Touchstone takes the ball to the 42. We're down to a minute and 14 seconds to play. Eastern All-Stars still in their own territory here. Shinel wants to throw the football again. He's got time. He throws it down the far sideline. It's going to be caught at the 39-yard line and then out of bounds. Making the reception there is going to be John Weezer again. So he makes a couple of catches here on this drive. And now we've got a minute and 3 seconds to play, Jimmy. Minute and 3 seconds to play. The Eastern All-Stars have the ball down here at the 38-yard line of the West and needing just a field goal to win this game.
Going to get interesting. A couple of nice catches by Weezer of 34 yards combined. Now they got the football inside the 40.
Seidel, he fakes the pitch. He wants to run it. Slips one tackler at the 40 to the 35-yard line, down to about the 32. Down to the 32-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Tyler Lee. He's out of Sand Hills Stentford. We're down to 40 seconds to play. Ball is down here at the 32-yard line. Here's Shinel again up under center. Back to the I formation. Shinel drops back to throw. Shinel's got time. He throws it to the nearest side. The ball is intercepted. Intercepted at the 17-yard line. And making the interception was Zach Crowley, number 22. He's a 6'1", 170-pounder out of Elm Creek. And that just about wraps things up right there as Crowley gets the interception just as the East was working their way into field goal position with a big leg of Jack Bailey. And this ball game is going to be over here, Jimmy. They take a snap or two, and that's going to be all she wrote.
I think East was looking downfield for Cole Arnett, the wide receiver. He was coming to the near side of the field. And, again, a nice athletic move, a good interception. He had to extend all 6'1" of his frame, but he made the interception right in front of the West bench. And Tyler Stitcher will just simply take a knee, and that is going to be the ball game as we're going to be inside 20 seconds. And West will come away after a big, big second half of action.
East is going to call a timeout here with 20.2 seconds to play to stop the clock. Maybe looking to pull a rabbit out of their hat here, trying to jar the ball loose or something to get the ball back here. But we'll keep it right here. They're already lined up there for one more, with one more knee, and the Western All-Stars are going to win this football game here this afternoon. An exciting game here at the end as the East was moving the ball down in the field goal range, and Zach Crowley gets the interception for the Western All-Stars to preserve the win. Here's Schnitzler again up under center. Clock is running down as he takes a knee, and that's going to be all she wrote. 12-10 is going to be your final score in the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football Classic here this afternoon. So Zach Crowley, maybe the play of the game, gets the interception with 27 seconds to play. Crowley out of Elm Creek preserves the win for the Western All-Stars. The East, they scored 10 points in the second quarter. They don't score again. They cannot hang on, and the Western All-Stars continues their streak here in the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football Classic. They have now won 6 games in a row. They win the 2013 edition here this afternoon. The final score, it was the West 10, the East, or the West 12, and the East 10. We'll come back with the final numbers right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings knows health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty DeMuth will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. His approach is simple. He listens and will tailor a policy that will work within your budget. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services. Services, LLC, Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Other people that have
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lloyd Wilson Field. The West wins the football game this afternoon, the 36th annual Sertoma 8-Man All-Star football game. The final score of 12-10. We'll get you the scoring, some final numbers up here, and also the most valuable players. It was the East getting things started with 11:43 to play in the second quarter. As we mentioned, they did all their scoring in the second period. Jack Bailey booted a 37-yard field goal. Bailey had a McCool junction that gave the East a 3-0 lead. And he came back and had an 8-play, 55-yard drive late in the second quarter. Kyle Fronendorfer out of Lindsay Holy Family takes it in from 3 yards out. The point after touchdown was good. 10-0 was the score in favor of the East. That was the halftime score. Then the West came back and really dominated from that point on. The West put together an 18-play, 76-yard drive at the beginning of the third quarter, used up most of the third quarter and just ground it out against the Eastern All-Stars. They finally got into the end zone on an 11-yard touchdown pass from Tyler Snitzler of Kennesaw to Josh Vinton out of Mullen. The two-point conversion was no good. That was a one-point conversion there. Was no good to make it a 10-6 ball game. Then in the fourth quarter again, it was the West. They got on the scoreboard on a 3-play, 39-yard drive after a short punt. A 3-yard run by Luke Glenn out of Shelton. A 2-point conversion this time was no good. That made the score 12-10. The East was driving the ball late in the fourth quarter, got the ball down around the 32-yard line. When they threw an interception, Zach Crowley out of Elm Creek makes an interception down around the 17-yard line. As the West preserves the win here this afternoon, as they just take a couple of knees to end the football game. 12-10, the final score. The West has now won the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star Football Classic 6 years in a row.
Well, it was a sleeper to start with. It wasn't a lot of offensive action through the first couple of quarters, although the East did jump out on top 10-0 going into halftime. But then it was a tale of two halves. The West came on and really offensively put a nice drive together, a nice long drive there in that third quarter, and they went on to win the ball game. Unofficial numbers for the East All-Stars. There are several quarterbacks. Obviously, in an All-Star game, you're going to have several quarterbacks. They combined 6 of 15 passing, one interception for 70 yards. They rushed the football for 31 times for 92 yards in the ballgame. So 162 of total offense for the East All-Stars. 9 first downs in the ballgame. A couple of guys I want to point out here receiving the football today. 3 catches today for Cole Arnett for 35 yards. And then late in the ballgame was the receiving ability of John Weiser, for 34 yards. Had a couple of nice catches on that drive. They were looking to try to take the lead. Rushing the football today, the leader was Jake Touchstone from Lord Central Catholic with 7 carries and 37 yards for the West All-Stars. Looking on the side of the West All-Stars in their victorious fashion, their quarterbacks combined for 9 of 15 passing today for 88 yards, 1 touchdown. That pass coming from Tyler Snitzler to Tyson Howard in the ballgame of 11 yards. Rushing the football today, the West squad rushed it 27 times for 105 yards, so 193 of total offense in the football game on 15 first downs. We look at some individual leaders, and the big guy Tyson Howard with 3 receptions, 21 yards, and that 1 touchdown from 11 yards out. We look at rushing the football. A couple of guys stood out. Tyler Snitzler, he rushed the ball 9 times, 45 yards. He also, again, threw that touchdown. And then also rushing the football, Luke Glenn for the West All-Stars, 11 carries and 35 yards. But again, a tale of two halves. The East dominated the first half. The West dominated, but it was that long, time-consuming drive in that third quarter that really, I think, wore down that East defense. And the West goes on to preserve the win 12-10 here in Hastings on a beautiful afternoon.
All right, the most valuable players is voted on here by the Sertoma E-Man All-Star Football Committee for the West. On offense, it was Tyler Schnitzler, the most valuable player on the offensive side. He's out of Kennesaw. Defensively, obviously, Ryan Clyer out of Giltner wins that award on the defensive side of the ball for the West. And the most valuable player on the East offensively is Tanner Fate, the quarterback who was injured in this ball game. He walked off of the field, and hopefully he's all right because we're going to see him here in a couple of weeks on the Hastings College campus. And the defensive most valuable player was Nathan Bungida out of Howell's Dodge. So Tyler Schnitzler, Ryan Clyer, a couple of local kids, as well as a Tanner Fate from High Plains, and Nathan Bungida, the most valuable players here in the 36th annual Sertoma 8-Man All-Star football game today here at Hastings College. So now the series goes to the East has won 19 games. The West has won 17 games in the series, and a six-game winning streak for the Western All-Stars. Is that tell you what, the East has got to be sick after this when they dominated in the first half of play, had everything going their way until, like I said, that third quarter, and that could have been the grind them out to wear you down type of a drive there. 18 plays and 76 yards, and that was just too much to overcome.
Well, the East had an opportunity here late in that ball game, but just a nice interception down there by the West defense. But again, the kicking ability of Jack Bailey for the East squad could have proved to be the difference. They were getting down there very close to his range. The wind had gone down, so hard to tell now. The pass was intercepted, and the West comes away with a victory.
So that'll do it for us here this afternoon, the Sertoma 8-Man All-Star football game. And the final score, again, it was the West 10 and the West 12 and the East 10. For Jimmy Purcell, I'm Mike Will, wishing a very pleasant good afternoon from Hastings.
People you know, community people, community people.
Agriculture is America's largest family business. It's more than a business, it's a way of life. We believe in it. We invest in it. We make ag loans. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Get to CPI Mr. Tire during the Spring Savings Event, because with your purchase of a new set of four qualifying Cooper tires, like the CTS, the Cooper Zeon RS 3S, CS4, and others, you'll earn a Visa prepaid card worth $60 to $80. Hurry in! The sale, like spring, can't last forever. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go to CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation, brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.